regarding the mitzvah of seeking tzias Mitzrayim. The mitzvah appears in the Chumash. The Pashto says that it's a mitzvah in HaTorah. The Gemara raises the question, however, that it may be that Bizman Hazeh Tzomim Ed Rabbanon. What happened Bizman Hazeh as opposed to Bizmanim Kodmim? So the Gemara explains on Kuf Tezayin on the base, and this appears in the Haggadah also. That one can only fulfill the mitzvah of Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim if he's able to say Babuzeh, and the Tanoim Darshan Babuzeh Lamati. It has to be in front of you. It has to be Korban Pesach, or Matzah, or some tangible object that you can point to and see. The Gemara says that a Suma who's not able to say Zeh only applies this on Kuf Tezayin on the base. A person who's a Suma who cannot say Zeh, like it says by Ben Sarah Mara, Benenu Zeh Sarer Mareh. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Prat L'Sumim, that if one of the parents is a Suma, so the Dina Ben Sarmar doesn't apply because he's not able, they're not able to say B'nei Zeh. So here also, because it says Babu Zeh, you can see it and you can point to it. So Suma is not Chayv Min HaTorah to recite the Haggadah. So the Gemara says, if he's not Chayv Min HaTorah, the Gemara assumes that just like by Kiddush and Havdalah we say Shemei Kohenah, one person can recite the Kiddush and he might see all the others who are paying attention. So too, the Din, and the Gemara says the same is true regarding Hallel. Gemara Sukkah says that you apply Shemei Kohenah by Hallel, and you apply Shemei Kohenah by Tkiyah Shofar, and by Mikra Megillah, all mitzvahs of Amira, even though Tkiyah Shofar is not Amira, it's treated like a mitzvah of Amira, we apply Shemei Kohenah. So the Gemara says that in Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is the same. You can fulfill the mitzvah by paying attention to someone else's telling the Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. But, just like by Tkiyah Shofar, the din is that a Cher Shot V'Kof Nor Anisha Eved cannot be Motzi HaSarabim Midechai Boston because Mishenim B'Chui B'Dover and Motzi HaSarabim Midechai Boston. So too on Pesach night by the Shemei Kohen of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, if the person who is reciting the Haggadah is a Sumo, and he's only mechuyev mid rabbanon, he's not mechuyev min haTorah. So if those who are listening are more mechuyev than he is, if they're mechuyev min haTorah, then he cannot be motzi them midei chayvosim. So the Gemara raises the question: what about this man shein beis hamikdash kaim? Maybe the mitzvah of sipi tzias mitzrayim is only min haTorah if you have this man korban pesach babuzeh. When you point to the korban pesach, what about this man hazeh? So we have no korban pesach at all. The Mora that we have is only Midi Rabbanon. In our Torah, there is no mitzvah Mora Bizman Hazeh. That's a Gemara in the end of the Masichta, and Kuf Chof Amar Aleph. The Mora Bizman Hazeh is only Midi Rabbanon, because the mitzvah derais is only Amatzis Imram Yachlu, Bizman Dika Pesach, Yesh Mora, Bizman Daleka Pesach, Leka Mora. That's what it says in the Gemara. That's a Machlekes, exactly the details of what that means. Let's say Bizman HaMikdosh, but I'm a Tomei or Derech Rechoika, I'm not able to eat Korban Pesach. So is Mara deraisa? Because Bizman Dika Pesach, Mara is deraisa. It exists as an independent mitzvah. That's Girsas HaTaisvus. Taisvus holds like that. That's a simple Girsa in the Gemara. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. On Chav Ches on the base, as well as over here, the same discussion appears. And the Rambam goes against the simple reading of the Gemara, and he insists that it's not so. He insists in the Sefer Mitzvus and the Mishnah Torah, he says that Mara never existed as an independent mitzvah. It's merely Hechshere the Pischa in conjunction with eating a Korban Pesach. And Bizman HaZeh, it's only with the Rabbanon, that's in the Gemara, but Afilu Bizman HaMikdosh, it's only the Raisa together with Korban Pesach. If you're not able to bring the Korban Pesach for some reason or another, he's allergic to meat, or Tamim Derech HaChok, or whatever the case is, so then he doesn't have an obligation in HaTorah, for sure not. There's no obligation to have Mara. What does Ram do with the Braisa? It sounds like Tamim Derech HaChok, Bohu De'eno Echol, it says Orel and the Orel and the Meshumim. It says the Orel and the Ben Nechor. So the Gemara Darshan Bohu Dein Oich Ablechel Hu B'Matzav Amor. So it sounds like, despite the fact that he's not mechuyev to eat Korban Pesach, he still eats Matzav Amor Min HaTorah. So what does Rambam do with that Gemara? So that's what they asked the Rabbi Avram ben Aramam, and he was matrik. How is his father going to explain the Gemara? It's a problem. Some Rishonim didn't have the Girsa Avalochel Hu B'Matzah, they just have the Girsa Avalochel Hu B'Matzah. The Meiri quotes that on Daf Chav Ches, that some Girsas don't have Mara others have Mara, they say it doesn't mean that he's obligated to eat Mara, he's permitted to eat Mara. So Tosfos says, of course he's permitted to eat Mara. You can feed the Mara to the dogs also. Kedusha yesh bo. What has Kedusha that there's a prohibition to feed it to an oral or to a benecher? So that's a problem. What does the Rambam do with the girsa that we have in the Gemara? It's a major problem. But that's a machlekes, the Rambam in the Tosfos. What does it mean that Mara b'zman is as the Rabbanim? The Tosfos sheet is that it means b'zman she'ein beis hamikdash kayam. Mara is only the Rabbanim. But b'zman she'beis hamikdash kayam, Mara did exist as an independent mitzvah. And the Rambam says no, that it never was a separate mitzvah. He says it doesn't belong in the minyan mitzvahs. It's only an aspect of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. That's the way to fulfill the mitzvah of Korban Pesach b'shlei musoy is al matzah semror miyachlu in conjunction with matzah mar. But Mara never existed as an independent mitzvah. So again, so let's say b'zman hazeh. Getting back to this Gemara Kuf Tezainim base, b'zman hazeh, if a sumo will recite the Haggadah, so the sumo for sure is not chayv in Haggadah min HaTorah. The question is the listeners, are they chayv min HaTorah? Or are they perhaps also only mechuyiv min derabbanan, the CPTS from Tzayim b'zman hazeh? What happened b'zman hazeh? The din HaTorah no longer applicable. Tzitzis and Tefillin, Shabbos and Kashrus, it's also only derabbanan. Everything is only derabbanan. Mara says no. CPTS Mitzrayim is special because it says Baba Zeh, Asa Hashem Li B'tzeis Mitzrayim. Baba Zeh refers to something that you can point to, one of the mitzvahs alayla. The CPTS Mitzrayim should be fulfilled in the form of explaining the mitzvahs alayla. So there is no Korban Pesach at all. The Mora B'zman Zeh is only the Rabbah. Well, we have Mora on the table, but the Min HaTorah it's irrelevant. The mitzvah of Baba Zeh means to fulfill CPTS Mitzrayim in the form of explaining the mitzvah salayla. So if Mara b'zman hazeh is not minatara, so it's not part of the mitzvah salayla. The question is whether matzah b'zman hazeh is there aysa d'rabban. So that's a machlokes hamoraim. So we pass in la'alocha like rovin. The matzah b'zman hazeh is there aysa, and Mara is d'rabban. The Gemara says the other hamoraim were not so convinced. Rav Acha bar Yankev was of the opinion echad zeh mid'rabban, that the matzah b'zman hazeh is also on the d'rabban. It's interesting that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed in the year 70. And this issue was not resolved till the days of Rava. That was a few centuries later. They didn't conclude the issue that where the matzah b'zman hazeh is deraisa of the Rabbanon should have been decided in the year 71. No. The first Pesach after Churban Bayis Sheni. No. It took the whole tkufa satanoim v'amoraim till the days of Rava till this was finally resolved. That matzah b'zman hazeh is deraisa. So the Gemara says on Kuf Tezayin on the days, if matzah b'zman hazeh is deraisa, then there's a bavur zeh. Then there's you can fulfill the mitzvah of CPTS and Sarm deraisa by telling the story, by explaining the matzah. So if the din would have been like Rav Acha bar Yankev, the matzah b'zman hazeh is only the Rabbanon, then the whole CPTS and Sarm would only be with the Rabbanon, because there is no bavur zeh. The mitzvah of CPTS and Sarm has to be fulfilled on the level of deraisa in the form of explaining the mitzvah salayla. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, why does the Haggadah begin with Manishtana? So he said, because that's the halacha, that you have to fulfill CPTS Mitzrayim in the form of explaining the mitzvah salayla. So that's what we give an introduction, and we ask questions regarding all the mitzvah. We prefer l'chatchila to fulfill CPTS Mitzrayim in the form of questions and answers, because that's the way it appears in the Chumash. Ki shol chabin chamocha leimar, if your children will ask you a question, why are you fulfilling these mitzvahs? So then you should explain it. The din is that even b'di'eved, if the person is sitting by himself, even if he doesn't have any children, he doesn't have anybody else, he's just sitting all by himself, he also has to fulfill the mitzvah of sipi inside. Who is he being the sapta to? The Igarat al-Mincha means l'chatchila should tell to someone else, and it should be derech she'elo tshuva regarding mitzvah salaylo. So that's what the Rambam quotes from the Mechilta, that since it says zocher sayom she'itzasem mi'eretz Mitzrayim, and it says by Kiddush Zochas Yom Shabbos Lakatshoi, so we're learning Zer Shabbos Zochas Zochar, not only Be'oifen Shel V'Higarato, if you're telling it over to other people, even if you're just talking to yourself, like Kiddush. Kiddush is fulfilled not necessarily by telling someone else, you just recite Kiddush. You're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you say a bracha, Baruch HaTo Hashem is a Be'oifen Shel bracha. I don't know, in our Torah, when you recite Kiddush, does it have to be in the form of a bracha? Maybe if you just recite the chashivas of Shabbos, the uniqueness of Shabbos, even without reciting a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're also yotze min HaTorah. By Birchas HaMazon it says, Ve'irachtu as Hashem Elokecha. You have to express your gratitude HaKadosh HaTov in the form of a Baruch HaTov, in the form of a bracha. By Kiddush, I don't know if that's min HaTorah, that has to dafke be in the form of a bracha. But I'll call upon him. The Kiddush can be recited even Beino Lebein Atzmon when he's talking to himself. He doesn't even have to talk to the Ribbono Shel. So that's what the Rambam quotes this Mechilta. Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos quotes the Mechilta. The Rambam the Yarech HaZok also quotes the Mechilta, but he quotes it just Bekitzer, so we don't know what he's driving at. We look in the Sefer HaMitzvos, which is really the Hakdomen to the Mishnah Torah. So he quotes the whole paragraph on the Mechilta, so you know what he's driving at. In the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam says in Perek Zayin, in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, he says there's a mitzvah, the Sapa Benisim and the Floyd to tell you about Yitzias Mitzrayim, as it says, Nechumish Zachar Sayyom Shayitzasam Yeretz Mitzrayim, and it's similar to what it says by Shabbos, Zachar Sayyom Shabbos Lakachay. What is he learning out from Zachar Sayyom Shabbos Lakachay? What is the Rambam driving at? So it's very unclear in the Mishnah Torah of the Rambam, what is he supposed to be deriving from Zachar Sayyom Shabbos Lakachay? But when you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, I think it's a mitzvah says Kuf Nun Zayin or somewhere around there. So the Rambam quotes the whole paragraph in the Mechilta. The Mechilta explains what they're talking about. Yachol, one might have thought that you can only fulfill a mitzvah if you tell it you got it to Levincha, if you have children. What if you don't have any children? How do you know that if you talk to other people, you tell over the story to the guests, it's also good. Tamaloymar, one pasuk. And then it says, and maybe if he doesn't have any guests, maybe if he's all by himself, maybe he can't fulfill Sipitzis Mitzrayim. Maybe the only way to fulfill a mitzvah is Ba'ifen Shal Dihigarato. Alright, Lebilcho is not Lehikuva. Maybe it has to be Dihigarato. In order to have to tell over the story to someone else. So Talmud Loima Zachar Sashayayim Ashayitzas and Eretz Mitzrayim. And it says by Shabbos Zachar Sashayim Shabbos Lekachshay. So that's the limud that teaches you don't have to tell it over to anybody. If you just make a declaration of the story of the Nisim Neflois, is also good. So again, so the din is that you apply Shamei Kohenim by Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim, but the one who's reciting the Haggadah to be Maitzi the others, even though they're not saying anything, the one who's saying the Haggadah has to be Mechuyev B'dor. So let's say in some homes, they alternate, they go around the whole table, each person reads one paragraph and everybody else listens, and Yotzi with Shamei Kohenim. That's fine, provided all the people are Mechuyev B'dor. Let's say one of the people is not Bar Mitzvah, so that paragraph that the Kotni said, the others would not be Yotzi, because he can't apply Shamei Kohenim. He's not mechuyev b'dover. So the Gemara says here, what about a sumo? Sumo is only mechuyev midirabbanon. He's not mechuyev min haTorah and CPTS and so on. It's not never going to be zeh. So the Gemara says, can the sumo recite the Haggadah to be moitzi the other people with shemei koina? So the Gemara says it depends. If the din would have been like Rav Acha bar Yanke, the matzah b'zman is zeh, the rabbanon said there is no barazeh. So there's no CPTS and so on haTorah. So we're all in the same boat. Everybody's only mechuyev b'dover midirabbanon. So then the Summa would be able to be made to the others. But since we paskin not so, we paskin that Matzah Bizmana says they're Isa like Rava, so therefore Sipitzis, we just saved the mitzvah of Sipitzis Mitzrayim, it's restored to remain a mitzvah in our Torah, because there is a Babu there. So therefore the Sipitzis Mitzrayim is their Isa by everybody else, but the person is blind. It's only the Rabbanan, by the other people is their Isa. So therefore he cannot be moitzi the others. Shans, where does the Sipitzis and Sain begin? Avodim Hayinu. That's the Maggid is Avodim Hayinu. Yeah, what about the Kiddush? That's what we discussed. Let's say the grandfather is going to say Kiddush. The Kiddush he knows by heart. The rest of the Haggadah he can't say by heart. The Kiddush he knows by heart. So can the blind grandfather, great-grandfather, whoever it is, can he recite the Kiddush to be moitzi the others? So normally all year long it depends on the Machloikis whether Suma is chayiv b'chol ha-mitzvah sana, machlek is ha-tanoim, in bov ha-kame, where the Suma is chayiv b'chol mitzvah sa-tayr, abdaf pe-vov, in bov ha-kame. So most of the Rishonim paskin against Rabbi Yudit, that Suma is chayiv b'natar in all ha-mitzvah, so he's just as mukhiv as everybody else. There's a minority opinion in Magen Avraham, in Hilchas Kriyashma, quotes the opinion, I think for Nireim, that's all. That the Summa is only chayiv mid rabbanon in mitzvahs, like Rav Yehuda. The Summa part of Mikola mitzvah is only mechuyiv mid rabbanon. Yeah, but the pashtus is we don't pass like that. But the shad is on Pesach night. The Gemara says on Pesach night the Summa is takapata meloy mehagoda. So the question is, the Kiddush that's recited on Pesach night, is that only Kiddush is Kiddush? So the Kiddush is mechuyiv to the same extent that everybody else is mechuyiv in Kiddush. Or should be somehow declared that the Kiddush is already the beginning of the Sipitzis Mitzrayim. The first of the Arba Kaisers, yeah. So that's what in Shulchan Aruch they say, you shouldn't begin the Kiddush until after Tzeis HaKachavim, because of the Tzeis' comment on the first Mishnah in Arvid Pesachim. It says Layach Alana Machetechsha. So you shouldn't begin to eat until it's Vaday Lailo. So Tosis has the famous comment that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch that even though all year long you can say Kiddush Mibod Yom, that's a Gemara Brachas Dab Chav Zayin Amibayis. Mispalalah, the Mishal Shabbos, Be'erv Shabbos, Verme Kiddush Ayom Mibod Yom. You can recite Kiddush even when the sun is still shining. An Erev Shabbos, an Erev Yontif, Alpi Pashtos, Yimaisiv Mechayla Vakodesh. And you recite Kiddush Mibod Yom. So Tosis says on Pesach night you can't. Pesach night is the exception to the rule. Why is that? So in Shulchan Aruch, the Taz and the Magen Avraham have two shades of explanations. The Mishnah Berurah quotes both, and he writes in one sentence, he blends them both in together, but they're two different shades of explanation. One explanation is that the drinking of the cup of Kiddush is the first of the Arba Koses, and all the mitzvahs halayla have to be fulfilled after Tzeisach Kechavim. You can't eat Korban Pesach, you can't eat Matzah, you can't eat Maror during this man of Tosefes, and you can't drink Arba Koses during this man of Tosefes either. So the reciting of the Kiddush, according to that understanding, the reciting of the Kiddush on Pesach night is the same as the reciting of the Kiddush all year long. Kiddush is only Kiddush. But the drinking of the cup of Kiddush, that's the first of the Arba Koses, so that has to be after Tzeisach Kechavim. The other version, the other shade of an explanation that's presented is, I forgot who says one. One is the Taz and one is the Magen Avraham. Mishnah Berurah quotes both together. The other shade of explanation is that the reciting of the Kiddush itself is already the Haskalah of the Haggadah. Why? Because the basic outline, the basic framework of the Haggadah is that we recite four brachas halakos and we have things in between. The four brachas halakos, the basic outline are the Kiddush alayayin, Asher Gyalono alayayin, Bichas Hamozen alayayin, and Bichas Hashir, as the Mishnah calls it, Bichas Hashir alayayin. So the reciting of the Kiddush itself has to be after Tzeisach Kechavim, according to that version. Not only the drinking of the first cup, let's say he has a long Kiddush, he knows it takes 10 minutes till he finishes the whole Kiddush. He knows by the time he's going to start 9 minutes before Tzeisach Kechavim, no one's going to get to drink the first cup of wine until 9.5 minutes. So would that be okay? Would that be okay? So this depends on these two explanations of the Taz and the Magen Avraham. Why does the Shulchan Aruch insist that you shouldn't say Kiddush until after Laila, until after Tzeisach Kechavim? Is it because of the drinking of the first cup that has to be Balaila? Or is it because the reciting of the Kiddush itself is the Haskalah of the Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim? Mishnah Berurah quotes also from, I forgot which one, the Taz and the Magen Avraham, one of them gives another twist. That's already questionable, a third Hesbah. Why can't you say Kiddush Mabod Yom? Because the din requires you have to have Kiddush B'Mokam Suda. You have to recite Kiddush in the same location where you plan to eat the meal, and it has to be at a time that you would be able to fulfill the mitzvah of eating the meal. So let's say if your person would say Kiddush, then he would gobble through the whole Haggadah in 1 minute. He would say quickly the whole Haggadah. Some people can daven so quickly. If they can daven up the whole Haggadah in a minute, would he be able to eat the matzah there? You have to have Kiddush Mokam. You can't eat the matzah until Tzeisach Kechavim. So since he can't begin to eat the matzah until after Tzeisach Kechavim, so he can't say the Kiddush until after Tzeisach Kechavim either, because that's a lack of Kiddush B'mokam Suda. This is questionable whether this is correct, because the Tosfos on this, on the first daf in the Perek, on Tzadik Tes on the days, Achetechsha, Tosfos has the two opinions regarding all year long. Let's say a person davens in the early minyan on Friday afternoon, so he's mispalel odom shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos, he davens Ma'ariv early, and then the Gemara says he can even say Kiddush. If he says Kiddush when the sun is still shining, he has to wash and say Hamotzig, otherwise it's a violation of Kiddush Mokam Suda. So can he finish the whole meal while the sun is still shining, bench and the Yotzei, the Suda Rishayin and the Vod Yom during this man of Tosefes? Or he say no, Kiddush Mokam Suda means the Hascholos HaSuda will be immediately following the Kiddush, but then he has to wait till Vaday Laila, to have at least the Kazayis of Paspa Laila, Kazayis, a Kebetza, Yosem a Kebetza. Whatever the shear for Suda happens to be, that's a different question. It's a different question. How much bread do you have to eat in the Suda Shabbos Yontif in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos? So Tosfos has two opinions about this. What about a regular Friday afternoon? That the Gemara says in Brochus Chavadayim, Mizbal Adam Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos, Rami Kiddush Hayom Bod Yom, and then he has to wash right away and say Hamoitzi, and the sun is still shining. Is it okay if he finishes the whole meal right away before nighttime, because one can fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos during this man of Tosefes? Or should I say no, you cannot fulfill any mitzvahs during this man of Tosefes? All it means is that you can have Kiddush B'Mokam Suda, the Haskalah Sasuda, Kindivim. So according to the one opinion in Taisvis, it's considered Kiddush Makom Sud, even though whatever you eat Mabod Yom is not good. Still, it's Kiddush Makom Sud, it's the right location, and I began eating, even though I can't be yotzei the meal now. I'm going to have to prolong the meal and continue to eat the kazayis after Tzeisak Kacham. So that's why the third explanation, the Mishnah Berurah gave all three explanations. Either because the Kiddush itself is the Haskalah of the Haggadah, or the drinking of the cup of Kiddush is the first of the Arba Kosis, and all the mitzvahs halayla have to be fulfilled dafka balayla after Tzeisak Kochavim. And the third explanation is also questionable. Third was that you need Kiddush Mokam Suda, and this is not considered Kiddush Mokam Suda because you wouldn't be able to be yotzei the Suda now, because the Suda has to be dafka balayla. So that's 2 days in Tesis, whether that one day in Tesis clearly is against it. Could be that both days don't agree with that suggestion. Anyway, this is the chiddush of the Balei HaTesis here in Tzadik Tes on the days. When the Mishnah says Le'yocholod Amachit Techsha, it means that unlike every other Shabbos and Yom Tov that we permit you to recite Kiddush Mevod Yom and to start the meal Mevod Yom on Le'el HaSeder, we wouldn't permit that. Not all the Rishonim agree. We mentioned in Brochas Dav Chav Zayin, the Tesvei Harash and the Tesis Rav Yudah Sir Leon, that's known as Tesis Rav Yudah Chosid. They point out it's not exactly accurate. Rav Yudah Chosid was somebody else. He wasn't. Rav Yudah Sir Leon was the Rebbe of the Ozarua. Ozarua always quotes Rav Yudah Sir Leon. Rav Yudah Chosid wrote the Sefer Chassidim. He didn't write the Tesis and Gemara. Sefer Chassidim is a different story. That's not really the... He was also a Chosid. Rav Yudah Sir Leon was also a holy tzaddik. He was also a Chosid. But he wasn't the one who's famous as being known as Rav Yudah Chosid. Anyway, so in the two, in the Tesis HaRosh and the Tesis Rav Yudah Chosid, and Brochas Dav Chazayin and Beis, they present the opposing opinion. They don't all agree with the Balei HaTesis on this Chiddush. Many Rishonim say Le'yochol Ad Shetech Shach means, unlike a normal Kachim Kalim, that if you bring a carbon in the afternoon, you can eat it today, tonight, and tomorrow. Ashlamim is Nechol Shnei Yom V'Layla Echod, or a carbon tayid is Nechol Yom V'Layla Ad Chatzos, you can eat it right away in the nighttime Dil Chatzos. Carbon Pesach may neither be eaten tomorrow, nor may it be eaten today. It's only Nechol Balayla. You can't eat it. You bring the carbon Pesach, let's say, when is Erev Pesach? Wednesday afternoon. Is there a Pesach? So Wednesday afternoon, after Chatzos, you should bring the carbon Pesach. So normally you should eat it Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday night, and Thursday. So we say it's like a carbon Taida, so only Wednesday afternoon and Wednesday night. No, you can't even eat it Wednesday afternoon. Only Wednesday night, only Leil HaSeder. So that's what it means. Le'yocholod HaMashetech, Shechi can't eat the carbon Pesach Mibod Yom. Unless you mekabel Tesis Yontif. If you mekabel Tesis Yontif, then you can. Then it's Yontif. Then you can eat it. Ayi says, Rochlos Habosa Balayla Hazer, Tesis argument. So the other Balei HaTesis, the Tesis Rei HaRosh, and the Tesis Rav Yudah Sir Leon, and Brochas, they understand now. Rochlos Habosa Balayla, that means you can't eat it on Erev Yontif, but you can eat it on Yontif. When if you mekabel Kedusha Sayyam, if you mekabel Tosef is Yontif, then it's Yontif. This is the minority opinion. In Shulchan Aruch, they don't even quote this. They just quote the Balei HaTesis, who say that Le'yocholod HaMashetech. The Haggadah in the Chumash, it says L'chatchila should be Derech Sheila Tshuva regarding the Mitzvah Salayla. You should talk to others. You got it to Levincha, the son, Hayiki Shalcha Mincha Machaleimam Machukna Mishpatam Shitziv Hashem Akeinu Eschem. The children ask questions regarding the Mitzvah Salayla, and the parents give the answers. So L'chatchila, the Mitzvah of Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim should be fulfilled in the form of Shailas and Tshuvas regarding the Mitzvah Salayla. So that's why we have the Manishtana is about the Mitzvah Salayla. But then the real Sipit Tzitzim, the Magid really begins with Avodim Hayinu. With Avodim Hayinu. The Manishtana is the introduction to the Avodim Hayinu. Manishtana.
Yeah.
So
it's okay.
The Pashtas, the way we have the Giris and the Gemara, it says as long as someone raises the questions, that's okay. You don't have to be Yotze Shemer Koine with the Manishtana. The children can ask Kana Bein Shoyel. The Mishnah says V'Kana Bein Shoyel Manishtana. So the simple reading in the Mishnah is that the child asks the Manishtana. The Gemara says also like that, Manishtana is just in order to give an introduction to the Avodim Hayinu. The Magid really begins with Avodim Hayinu. The Rambam must have had a different Girsa in this Gemara. By us in the Gemara says Beferish like that. The Rambam must have had a different Girsa. That's what they point out, because the Rambam writes The Kan HaBein Shoyel, the child asks whatever, as Rav Soloveitchik used to say, whatever, Narish HaShailas, whatever foolish questions happen to be bothering him, the son asks. And then the Baal the Yoimer HaHagodah, the grandfather who's leading the Seder, says, Manishtana. Not that the child says Manishtana. How does the child know about Mesubin? We didn't even begin yet. How does he know about Madbilin? We didn't do anything yet. Halayla Zesh Tepam, the child doesn't know anything. So the Rambam understands, Vekana Ben Shoyal, the child should ask questions. What is he going to ask? We try to do things in order to raise the interest. We have Karpas before the Manishtana. So the Karpas, the Gemara says, is in order that the children should ask questions. So the child will ask, why do we eat Karpas? How come normally we have Kiddush Mokum Suda? How come tonight we're not washing right away? So that's what the child will ask. But the Manishtana, that's not what the child asks. That's the Oimer Bal HaGadah Manishtana Laila Zeh. So the Rambam sounds like he's implying that the Manishtana is a chelik of the Sipit Sias and Tzayim should be recited by a Bar Chayuva. It's against our Girs and the Gemara. Our Girs is befavish against the Rambam. Could be it's an explanation. From the Rambam is mashmado that it's a question. No, the Rambam says it's questions. Pashtus in the Rambam. That's what the Rav Soloveitchik and others make such a suggestion. Like manora hamakom hazeh. So manishtana alayla zeh. How different tonight is? It's not a question. Why is it different? It's a statement, a proclamation. How different tonight is from all the other nights? So the pashtus is that the manishtana is questions in order that the sipit yesh mitzrayim should be in the form of explaining, giving answers to the mitzvah salayla. So the main mitzvah salayla is the korban pesach. So that's what the Rambam quotes the Mishnah. That bisman shebeis amig d'shoye kaim bisman ha-pesach. He used to ask shebechol alayla son ochlin vasa tzli sholakam avushol alayla zeh kulo tzli. Then on pesach night we only have broiled meat. So that's the first, the main question is going to be, why do we eat korban pesach? Then you ask the question about matzah. Then you ask the question about morer. Then you ask the question about mesubin. Why don't we ask a question about the arba kaisis? The Rav Soloveitchik used to say over from the Mefarshim that the Rambam writes that arba kaisis is part of the same mitzvah of mesubin. The Rambam writes that there are two mitzvahs. One is min haTorah, one is min derabbanan. The mitzvah min haTorah is b'chol davar darchayv vanam liris esatzma kilu hu yatzam im mitzrayim. As it says in the pasuk, v'yosanu hotzi misham. That's on kuf tezayin omid beis. V'yosanu hotzi misham. Even in the Torah speaking to every generation. So in every generation, Mishnah has this, and Rava says, as it says in the pasuk, v'yosanu hotzi misham. V'chol davar darchayv vanam liris esatzma kilu yatzam im mitzrayim. That's a very difficult mitzvah to fulfill. That's the most difficult mitzvah to fulfill, to have such a feeling as if we just left Egypt. Bush wouldn't have freed us. No one would. The Jews would have still been avodim if not for the Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what we say. That's very hard to have that attitude. So many changes occurred in the history of the world. There's so many revolutions and so many wars. So what does that mean? It's very difficult. But that's the mitzvah deraisa. That's very difficult to have such an attitude, to have such a feeling. And then the mitzvah derabbanan, that's easier. B'chol darudar chayv adam laharis esatz mekilu hayatzim mitzrayim, to demonstrate that we are b'nei chorim. So how do you demonstrate? So that the Rambam says there are two parts to demonstrating that we are b'nei chorim mederabbanan. One is to eat the haseibah, and the other one is to drink arba kaisis. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said over from the Mefarshim. Why is it that in the questions regarding the mitzvah salayla, we only ask a question regarding mesubin and we don't raise a question regarding abakaisis? They said abakaisis is part of the mitzvah midrabbanan, the mesubin. Where the Rambam writes, it's two parts of the same mitzvah. So we asked all these questions about the mitzvah salayla. When do we give the answers? So we tell a long story about it. You know, we talk, and we thank the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and we say halal. So when do we give the answers? So the answer comes all the way at the end. Rabbi Gamliel, how yom kosh lo am shlo shon dvar mel be pesach le yotz de chavas de pesach ze shon ochl mar shmo mat zu pesach shoy avzen ochl mar shmo mat zu shon ochl mar shmo mor ze shon ochl mar shmo. So we finally give the answer all the way at the end, and then after that, then we start. That's the end of the magid. That's the end of the whole magid. Pesach shoy avsein ochem mashma matz zon shoch mam mam morz zon shoch mam shma. Then you say bechol dor dor chay barom der satz min kili yatz min tzam fi chanach na chayavim la halel. So we're going to start halel tonight. So that's already the halel. Halal is the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and that same Mitzvah Sese Kufnun Zion, wherever it is there, the Rambam writes that the Mitzvah L'Saper B'Nisim and Eflois, the CPTS Mitzrayim, is in order to express our gratitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order L'Hodus L'Halal, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to praise Him. So that's after we tell the whole CPTS Mitzrayim in the form of questions and answers regarding Mitzvah Salayla, Manishtan are the questions, why did we fulfill all these Mitzvahs? Like it says in the Chumash, Ki Sholcha Miducha Machalemam Ma'oedis Achukam Mishpatim, etc. Then we say, Avodim Hayinu, a whole long story. Then we get to the conclusion. We say, Rabbi Gamliel Hoyoimer. We say, Pesach Shoy Abisein Ochlam, Matzazu, Morizeh. And then we say, the Halil, Aficha Hana. We say, Bechol Davodar Chai Vodim Nirsatz Mikili Yatzma, Aficha Nachna Chayom La Halil. We have an obligation to say Halil. And then we start saying the Halil before and after the meal. So this is the whole Magid. This is the whole Magid is in between. The Mishnah La Metesam and Aleph lists off the various vegetables that can be used for Moror. And it says if you have a little of one, little of another, they're all mitzar from the kezayis. You don't have to necessarily have a kezayis of one. It's based on the Mishnah Me'ilah, that the din is kol shishirem shovim, ushmaseim shovim, mitzar from zemzeh. So it's all the same thing Alpi din. Each one has a different flavor, but basically it's all Moror. And Moror, the Shir is Kazai, so you can be Mitzarif a little of this and a little of that. It's all Mitzarif Yachad. There's a famous Rosh that the Acharonim tumble a lot about. The Rosh in the last Perek in Sochim is commenting on the requirement for Kazayis. The Mishnah says on Lamates that you need Kazayis. So the Rosh writes you need Kazayis. And the reason why you need Kazayis, the Rosh writes, sounds very strange. It's on page Kuf Lamed Gimel, Ahmed Aleph, on the second column. It's on the Rosh that corresponds to where he's commenting on the Gemara Kuf Yudal on the base. He says, and you require a kezayis nishum de mevarach al achilas moror tzorch sheyechol kezayis dein achila bepachas mi kezayis, because we recite the Nusach HaBracha, because the Chachamim formulated the Nusach HaBracha al achilas moror. So that's why we need a kazayis, because then achila pchusim the kazayis. Why does he have to rely on the nusach habracha? It doesn't say in chumash. It doesn't say in chumash you have to eat maror. And the answer, taka doesn't say. It says al matzah simrom yochluhu the korban pesach. But the taka never says you should eat the maror. It says berav tochel matzah says loshan achila matzah. Then it says vachlus habosa balayla ze achila on the bosar. Then it says al matzah simrom yochluhu the korban pesach. And the verb achila never appears in Chumash in conjunction with Mor. So if you just look at the Chumash, you wouldn't know that you need a kezayis. So the Rosh says, but since we say the bracha, al achilas maror, ein achila pchusim kezayis, so that's why we need a kezayis. So the Shagasari picks on the Rosh and he asks, why did the Chachamim compose such a nusach habracha, al achilas maror? They should have composed the bracha al mitzvahs maror, asher kedushanu b'mitzvah sovet shivonu al mitzvahs maror. And then you wouldn't have needed a kazayis. Obviously the Rosh holds that based on the reading in the Chumash, you don't need a kazayis because it never says achila. So why did they compose a nusach al achilas mor? They should have composed a nusach al mitzvot mor, and you wouldn't have needed a kazayis. That's the Shagasari's kash. And why did the Rosh, another pella, why did the Rosh have to prove from the Nusach HaBrocha that Al Achilas Mor, you should have quoted the Mishnah on Lama Tassam and Aleph. It says the five vegetables are mitzdarfim to a kezayis. So the Ferish and Kini the kezayis. So what does he have to prove from the Nusach HaBrocha? That's what Rav Soloveitchik said, a biur. Several of the Achrenim have this biur. They say the Mishnah on Lama Tassam and Aleph requires kezayis there. That's on the level of their Isa. His mancha based on Migdash HaYakayim, that the person is eating Korban Pesach. And we have a pasuk al matzis imrom yoch luhu. It's all hukish lahadadi. The Gemara says on kuf chof on the base. We mentioned it yesterday. The Gemara says that there's a hekish between korban pesach and matzah. Where's the hekish between korban pesach and matzah? That pasuk al matzis imrom yoch luhu. Should eat the korban pesach together with the matzah and the mor. So if it's a hekish between korban pesach and matzah, obviously the mor is also thrown into the hekish. So the mor is also part of the same hekish. Namely, with respect to what, despite the fact that it never says a lashon achila, But by Korban Pesach it does say Lashon Achila. By Matzah it says Lashon Achila. So even though by Mora the verb Achila never appears in the Chumash, but through the Hekesh we know that you need a Kazayis for Mora as well. So the Mishnah on Lamed Tesem and Aleph requires a Kazayis. Avadi you need a Kazayis. There's a Hekesh between the Pesach, the Matzah, and the Mora. But the Rosh is raising a question, what about Mora Bizman Azeh? The Rosh doesn't explain it, but that's how Rav Soloveitchik suggested. That's how some of the Meforshim and the Haggadah write over the Pshat and the Rosh. The Rosh is asking, Mora Bizman Azeh is only with the Rabbanon, Zecher LeMikdash. So it's only Zecher LeMikdash to make a Zecher. So the Zecher doesn't have to be 100% the same as the original Mitzvah. Take for example, the Gemara Menachah says that Sfir HaSayim Bizman Azeh is only with the Rabbanon, because there is no Mincha Soimer and it's only Zecher LeMikdash, so therefore Ameimar only counted the days and he didn't count the weeks. When Sfiras Haim is there, then there's a contradiction between the two Parshias where Sfiras Haim is described. It appears twice in Chumash, in Parshas and more, and in Parshas Re'eh. So one place it says Shuvah Shavuos Tispaloch, you should count 7 weeks. The other place it says Chamishim Yom, Tisparu Chamishim Yom, you should count 50 days. So Gemara says, which is it? Are you counting days? Are you counting weeks? So Abai says, they're both, there's no stir. Mitzvah the Mimni Yomi, Mitzvah the Mimni Shavu. You count how many days it is. You say, today's the seventh day. It adds up to 1 week. You say, today's the 21st day, and adds up to 3 weeks. So it's a mitzvah to count the days, and the mitzvah to count the weeks. But Ameima says that Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, so there is no Mincha Soimer. So he claims that the whole sphere of Soimer Bizman is as only the Rabbanon, so it's only a Zecher LeMikdash. It's not necessary to make a full Zecher to count the days and the weeks. He says, Ameimer only counted the days, he didn't count the weeks. Well, similarly, Rav Zalva Soloveitchik points out in the Shiurim there, on that Gemara, Menachas Dav Samach Lov, where the Gemara quotes, Ameimer only counted the days and he didn't count the weeks. So Rav Zalva quotes the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara says that Lulav Kol Shiva, after the Churban Abayis, is only the Rabbon. Minatora Lulav is only Kol Shiva in the Migdash. Lulav Nita Kol Shiva Ba Migdash. And after Mishachar Abayis, his kind of Rabbi Yechem and Zakar was the chief rabbi, made 9 takonis. So one of the 9 takonis was that she held Lulav Nita Kol Shiva Zecher LeMikdash. So because it's only the Rabbon and Zecher LeMikdash, that's why we have a lot of kulas. So one kula is that you don't need Shalachem Kol Shiva. One kula is you don't need Hadar, according to many Rishonim. A Chabad pass like the Rama, you don't need Hadar. Another kula, you don't need Sholem. Ulkachtem, Lekichatama, if the Esrig is cut a little bit, missing a little bit, it's also good, doesn't have to be Sholem. You have a lot of kulas because the Dalad Minim is only with the Rabbanon, Zechelim. It doesn't have to be a full Zechelim. So that's what the Rosh was raising a question over here. Since Morab is man as only with the Rabbanon, Zechelim Migdosh, so maybe there's no longer a need for a kazayis. Maybe the requirement to have a kazayis in the Mishnah, Lamed Tesem and Aleph, maybe that's only Bizman HaMikdosh when the Mora is there, Aisa. So it's governed with the Hekesh. Al Matzah and Ram Yachlu indicates the Hekesh between Pesach, Matzah, and Mora, that since you need a kazayis for the Pesach, you need a kazayis for the Matzah, that's explicit, because it says Achila. So even by the Mora, where it doesn't say the verb of Achila, you also need a kazayis because of the Hekesh. But maybe Bizman Azeh, that the whole Mar is only with the Rabbon and Zecher LeMikdash, and maybe it's sufficient to make a Zecher. A partial Zecher does not have to be 100% the same. So maybe there's a Zecher LeMikdash, even if you leave less than a Kazayis. So that's what the Rosh brought the Hoichoche, not from the fact that we say the Brocha Al Achilas Mar. No, then we should change the Nusach HaBrocha Tal Mitzvahs Mar. So the Rosh answers not from the fact that every Haggadah has a Brocha. We should stop saying the bracha. If it's only a mitzvah of Zecher LeMikdash, we really shouldn't say a bracha. That's what the Sefer HaAruch writes, and other Mekoris seem to indicate such a svara. Whenever you have a mitzvah that's only a Zecher to something, no bracha is recited. Oh, that's a kasha. We say on Lulav, when we say on Sfiras Haomer, the whole mitzvah is only Zecher, that's a kasha. So there's a Balamor on the left page in Psochim. Balamor has a kasha. Why don't we say Shehecheyanu the first night of Sfiras Haomer? Yeshes Shoyle, Matam Ein Ono Omer Bo Yizman, Shehecheyanu Lazman Hazeh. How come we don't say Shehecheyanu? It's a mitzvah bo, Mizman Hazman, once a year, almost the whole year went by since we last counted Sfiras Haomer. So why don't we recite Shehecheyanu when we count Sfiras Haomer the first night? So he develops, he gives more than one answer. So one answer he says is like this. The din really is like Ameimer, that you only have to count the days, you don't have to count the weeks. Our practice is that we count both the days and the weeks, Bachal Pishonimon and Yom Nevishavuos, we count both. Miniku biyadeinu. That's only a minute. But Mikra Din, you don't have to. He says, the Din really is like a Neymar. No one ever disagreed. That's an interesting idea. That's where he read the Gemara Menachas. He claimed, Balamor claims, no one ever disagreed with Amneimer. The din is like Amneimer. Mikra din, you're only obligated to count the days, not the weeks, because it's only Zechel HaMikdash. So the reciting of a bracha on the Sfira Soimah Bizman HaZeh is not based on the general din, Kol HaMitzvahs Kulam Mevarach Alei Moivel Asiyasam. No, Mikra din, you really shouldn't have to say a bracha at all on the Sfira Soimah, because it's only a Zechel HaMikdash. The reciting of a bracha is also Zechel HaMikdash. We want to make a Zechel to the counting. And Bizman HaMikdash, they used to say a bracha also on the Sfira Soimah. So they made a special takana to recite, to continue to recite the bracha over the Sfira Soimah. It's not based on the general din that all mitzvahs that one is about to perform, whether mitzvah derais and mitzvah derabanan, require a bracha. No, this mitzvah is only Zechel HaMikdash, should not be governed with that klal. The reason why you say bracha is because that's part of the Zechel. So Bizman HaMikdash, the Baal HaMor claims, they taka said, the first night of Siddur, they said two brachas. Al Sfira Soimah and Shachyonu. But Bizman HaZeh, we really shouldn't recite any bracha at all over the Sfira Soimah. The only reason why he said bracha is Zechel HaMikdash, so he says that he only made a Zechel partially. Just like you only count the days and you don't count the weeks. Mikra Din, you're not mechuyif to count the weeks. We volunteer on our own, he says that's a minig what we do. But he claims Mikra Din, you don't have to. So the takana to recite bracha is Zechel HaMikdash also only goes halfway. Only partially. They only instituted that you should say the Birchas HaMitzvah, not say the Birchas Shachyot. That's a fascinating twist. The whole thing is Kula Chiddush. The Mikra Din, you don't, the bracha on Sfira Soimah is not recited based on the universal klal of Kol HaMitzvahs Kulam Mevarach Alei Moivel Asiyasam. It's based on the local takana that to recite the bracha is part of the Zechel HaMikdash. Because Bizman HaMikdash used to say a bracha. I said, why not say both brachas? Bizman HaMikdash, the first night they said the Birchas HaMitzvah plus the Shechiyonu. So he says, no, whenever you make a Zechel, you only make it halfway. You don't make the whole takana all the way. So that's why the Bedarim Bizman HaZeh, they didn't make a Zechel HaMikdash to recite the Shechiyonu. So I guess he'll feel the same regarding the bracha over the lulav. That's part of the takana of Zechel HaMikdash, is to recite the bracha. It's not covered with the general... not covered with the general rule that all mitzvahs one is about to perform, you say a bracha. No, it's only a bracha, it's only a mitzvah, Zechel HaMikdash, it wouldn't carry with it a bracha. Anyway, that's the story that one needs a kazayis for Mora, not only Bizman HaMikdash, as appears explicitly in the Mishnah, Lamites and Aleph, even Bizman HaZeh, the Rosh says. That Bizman HaZeh, you also need a kazayis of Mora. What about Karpas? Does Karpas require a kazayis? The Pashta says that Karpas is only the Gemara Mishum Hekeru Letinoikis, just to arouse the children's interest. So why should you need a Kazayis when you're about to eat the Karpas? The Rambam writes that when you eat Karpas, you have to have a Kazayis. And the Hagos Maimini points it out. He thinks it's very strange that the Rambam should require a Kazayis of Karpas. He thinks maybe it's a misprint. Maybe that line that says you need a Kazayis belongs later. Because when the Rambam writes that you eat Marar, he doesn't mention then yet you have to have a Kazayis. And that's a Beferish and Mishnah, that you have to have a Kazayis of Mara. When the Rama gives you the Seder, he didn't mention. So that goes, Maimini suggests maybe this line that appears earlier in the Rambam, in the Seder Hadvarim, how do you prava Seder? Rama says you take a vegetable, you dip it into the... He happens to hold that you dip it into Charesis. The Rama says you dip the Matzah into Charesis, you dip the Karpas into Charesis, you dip the Mara into Charesis. Rama dips three times. Why say Lala Zashtei Pamin? Nobody knows. It's going to Ram dip three times. So the Rambam says when you dip the Karpas into the Charoises, you have to eat a Kazayis. It's a Chiddush. But the Rambam holds that eating of the Karpas was instituted as a mitzvah in the Rabbanon. The Gemara says the whole purpose, the whole motivation to institute the eating of the Karpas on Mishum Hekeru Letinoikis, just in order to arouse the interest of the children, that they should want to stay up and hear the whole story. But Lemaisa, the Chachamim instituted it, so it's considered like a mitzvah sachilo. So the Rama holds you have to have a kazayis. In Shulchan Aruch they recommend that you should not eat a kazayis. Because there's a machlekes. When you say a person has a vegetable before the meal, he says, Barpi Adam, and eats a kazayis of a vegetable, and then there's going to be a long pause till he gets to the meal. So should he say Bar Nefashis after the vegetable or not? So in Shulchan Aruch it says it depends. If there's such a long pause that there's a hesach hadas, then you got to say burn the fashas after finishing eating the vegetable. If it's not such a long pause, no hesach hadas, then you don't say burn the fashas. So that's the question. What's the story on Pesach night? Is there a Hesach Hadas? Or is there not a Hesach Hadas? So the Gemara asked Akasha, we already washed our hands for Karpas because it's a Dovish and Tevula B'mashke. Why do we wash again a second time for Hamoitzi? We already washed before. So the Gemara says, it's such a long pause, there's a Hesach Hadas. So Taisa says, oh, there you have it. It says, Beferi says, a Hesach Hadas. So the other day, Taisa says, no, it doesn't mean there's a Hesach Hadas. Everything is printed in the Haggadah. It doesn't take so long. We know that we're gonna eat matzah soon, in another half hour, or 45 minutes, or an hour and a quarter, whatever it is. We know we're going to have matzah later on. There really isn't a Hesach Hadas. It means there's a Hesach Hadas from Shmiras HaDayanim, from Shmiras HaYadayim. And the hands become your Stam Yadayim Shniyasein. After you wash your hands, it's no longer Stam Yadayim. So you succeeded in removing the Tumah Shniyas that's on the Yadayim. But if you're going to recite a long Haggadah, then there's a Hesach Hadas not from eating, but there's a Hesach Hadas from the Shmiras HaYadayim, and that's why you have to wash again. So it's really two opinions in Tosfos, whether there is a Hesach Hadas in the sense of Hesach Hadas from eating food, in between the bracha over the karpas and the eating of the meal. Tosfos brings up the issue on Kuf Tezvav Amud Aleph. Tosfos quotes the piyut that Rabbi Yosef Tuv Elem composed that appears in the Siddur, the piyut for Shabbos HaGadol. Rabbi Yosef Tuv Elem has a piyut where he runs through all the dinim. So the Tosfos quotes a line from that piyut that says, why do we say Baruch Pri Hadoma on the karpas? The Gemara says, why do you have karpas? Hakeru l'tinoikis. That's what it says in the Gemara. But the Rabbi Yosef Tuv Elem adds another kavon over here. He says, why did the rabbis institute that they could have made a Heker L'Tinoikis in another fashion? Why they choose to make the Heker L'Tinoikis Dafkan a Bar Pri Hadoma? So he says, because there's a problem if you eat something in the middle of the meal that it's not Bo Machmas HaSudah. It doesn't fit in. Let's say a guy's in the middle of a meal, all of a sudden takes out an ice cream and eats an ice cream. The ice cream doesn't fit in with the meal. There are courses that go in order. You have fish, then you have soup, then you have meat, then you have other kugel, other things. The ice cream doesn't fit in. A guy drinks schnapps in the middle of the meal. So if a person has gefilte fish and his minig is that he always has schnapps after the gefilte fish, so that's a machlekes achrayim. The kids of Shulchan Aruch quotes a machlekes achrayim. Is that schnapps considered dvarim haboy machmas hasud? Because he always has schnapps in between the fish and the meat. So maybe because of the menu, because he has fish and then meat, so schnapps has to come in between, so it's considered as if it's part of the menu. Maybe that's called Rabbi Machmas Sudah, maybe no. But let's say he didn't have fish. Just in the middle of nowhere is having schnapps. Of course he says a bracha on the schnapps, but he has ice cream in the middle of the meal. So it's Dvarim Haboim Shalom Machmas Sudah. The Tosfos raises the question, if you have morer in the middle of the meal, first you say matzah, first you have matzah, then you have morer. The Rashbam points out, the Pasuk says, Al matzah samron yachluhu. So the mashmos of the Pasuk is that there's a seder lachatchila. First you have to eat matzah, and then you have to have morer. But even if you have the morer first, then you have the matzah, you'd also be yotze. But lachatchila, the correct seder, is to have first the matzah, and then the morer. So that's what we do. First we have the matzah, then we have the morer. So the question is, when we have morer in the middle of the meal, is that dvarim haboy machmas hasudah? So it depends what kind of morer you're going to have. Let's say the person's going to have, sometimes they serve a fresh vegetable salad. So this fresh vegetable salad could have lettuce in it, chopped up lettuce. It could have romaine lettuce. It tastes the same as regular lettuce. So it could be dvarim haboy machmas hasudah if it's into the meal. What if you're having horseradish? Many people have horseradish for more. So horseradish never fits into a meal. Sometimes you have horseradish in conjunction with fish, together with something else, but you don't need horseradish alone. So Tosfos raises the question, does that qualify? Does a horseradish in the middle of the meal qualify as Dvarim Haboy Machmas HaSudah? The one opinion of Tosfos is yes. Even though horseradish, no one, Tosfos is not talking about horseradish. In the days of the Balei HaTosfos, no one ate horseradish. That was a later, in the days of the Achrenim, they started that. When the Jews moved further north, closer to the North Pole, and the lettuce wasn't growing yet, so then they started to introduce horseradish because they had no braver. They didn't have any lettuce. So in the days of the Balei HaTosfos, they didn't have such a practice at all. They ate lettuce, right? They ate lettuce. So Tosfos has 2 days about why one does not say Baruch Pri Hadoma on the morer in the middle of the meal. So one opinion is that Al Pidin, since the halacha requires first matzah and then morer, So the halacha says, that's the Rashbam on the previous daf, it has to be keseder hazeh lechatchila. So when you say hamoitzi, and then you're going to have the maror, so al pi din on the menu, the maror is dvar mahaboy machmas hasud. Under normal conditions, that maybe it doesn't fit in, doesn't blend in with the meal, but halachically, the halacha declares that on Pesach night tonight, it is on the menu. So the al pi halacha is, it's labeled as dvar mahaboy machmas hasud, even if it doesn't really correspond to reality. That's the one suggestion that Tosfos gives. That's why you don't say ha'adam. Then Tosfos gives another suggestion. No, maybe it just doesn't fit in with the meal. Maybe you really should require a burpee adama. But Rabbi Yosef Tuvelin writes in his piyut for Shabbos Hagadol that when you said the burpee adama and the karpas, all the way before the manishtana, before you even began the magid, true, the purpose of the karpas is hakeru litinoikas. But why did they choose that it should be a burpee adama? They could have had a shahakal, they could have had a ha'etz, they could have had a mezainis, they could have had something else. So why did they choose that it should be a hadama? In order to cover the maror with the bracha. In order to cover the maror, say barpi hadama on the maror. So he says, no, that's against the halacha. Because ein ois mitzvahs chavilus chavilus. You can't say barpi hadama and alachilus maror on one piece of vegetable. I mean, do it by the matzah all the time. He says, no, that's on two different matzahs. Hamotzi lach merotz is on the shlemus, and alachilas matzah is on the prusim, because you have 2.5 matzahs. So hamotzi is said like every Shabbos and Yontem on the two shlemus, and alachilas matzah is said on the prusim. It says two. The bracha, this, the bichas hamitzvah is recited on one matzah, and the bichas hanen is recited on a different matzah. In kiddush we do it all the time. Kiddush, you have 2 cups of wine. You say every kiddush, every Shabbos and Yontem. Say Barpi Agafan on one cup of wine Kiddush and a different cup. You say the Kiddush and the Barpi Agafan on the same cup. So Tosfos has that kasha on the Rabbi Yosef Tuvel. So the Netziv writes in his commentary on Haggadah, oh, apparently Rabbi Yosef Tuvel must think that by Kiddush and Havdalah also the same problem. Kiddush and Havdalah, the Barpi Agafan becomes an essential chelik, an etzim chelik, an integral chelik of the Bracha Alakos. It's not stamp treated like a Bichas Hanenin. It becomes a chelik of the Kiddush and a chelik of the Havdalah and so on and so forth. So that's what the Chiddush, Kula Chiddush, Rabbi Yosef Tuvelin claims the reason why we don't say Barpi Adoma as we're about to eat the Mara is because we were already Yotze the Barpi Adoma when we said the Bracha before the Karpas. So Tosfos says, how can it be? But the Gemara says it's a Hesach Hadas. Otherwise you wouldn't have to wash a second time. Why do you wash again before Hamoitzi if you already washed before Karpas? The Gemara says, because the Hesach Hadas. The Hesach Hadas, how can the Barpi Adoma help? Rabbi Yosef Tuvelin says, no, it's a Hesach Hadas only from Shmiras HaYadayim. Not a Hesach Hadas from eating. Everybody knows it's printed in the Haggadah that it's going to come Mora later, it's going to come Matzah later. It's not Hesach Hadas from eating. Hesach Hadas is only from the Shmiras HaYadayim, from the Tumas HaYadayim. And Tosfos disagrees, and they think, no, when the Gemara said Hesach Hadas, means it says so many things intervene, so many things were mapsic in between, so it's a Hesach Hadas from eating. So because of it's a machlekes when you say Barpi Adoma on the Karpas, if you consider it a Hesach Hadas till you get to Hamoitzi, then you should really say Bernefashis before you start the meal, the pater to cover as the bracha achrena for the Karpas. But if you hold that there's no Hesach Hadas, like Rabbi Yosef Tuvelin claims, that that's why exactly why you say Barpi Adoma before the Karpas, in order to cover the Mora, because you can't say they're both brachas on the Mora, because that's a violation of Einos Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. So according to him, you bedavke should not say barnefoshes after you finish eating the karpas. You want your barpi adama to continue to cover the mor that you're going to eat after you say the amoitzim. So in Shulchan Aruch they say you should go lechumra in both directions. When you say the barpi adama on the moror, on the karpas, you should have in mind that you should cover the mor like Rabbi Yosef Tuvelin. And then you should be careful not to eat a kezayis of karpas, because according to Tosfos, if you have a kezayis of karpas, you do have to say barnefoshes. Because there is a Hesach Hadas. So our minig is, it says Shulchan Aruch, our minig is that we don't eat the kezayis of karpas. But the Rambam writes that yes, that karpas is a mitzvah sachilah midirabbanan, and you really need a kezayis of karpas. The Rambam also quotes from the Rif, and it's quoted from Shulchan Aruch, what if the rabbi is the only one of those who had to say that the Haggadah? They didn't distribute any Haggadahs, let's say. Before they printed Haggadahs, they didn't have any. Before Maxwell House Coffee went into business, no one had any Haggadahs. So the rabbi is the only one who knows how to say the Seder. So the rabbis say, you want to have a communal Seder. Let everybody eat together. And they don't want to have a communal Seder. So the rabbi has to go to each house individually and go through the whole Seder. So he says the Bar Piagofen and the Kiddush, and he says Asher Gyalonu, and he says everything. He says all the brachas for the Balabat, and then it goes to the next home, to the next home, to the next home. He goes from home to home, he says all the brachas, and he tells his children, I'll be home at 11:30, and we'll start saying Kiddush at 11:30. He's going to start his Seder after everything. So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch quote the din. That's perfectly okay. The rabbi can say the Kiddush with the Bar Piagofen on behalf of the others, even though he's not drinking the wine with them. He can say Hamoitin al Achilos Matzah for the others, even though he's not eating with them. And he can say al Achilos Marar, and he can even say Bari Pri Hagoma on the Karpas, even though he's not eating with them. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the bottom of the page quotes the Rosh. When the Rosh quotes this Rosh, the Rosh quotes this from the Rif also, that the rabbi is going from home to home to home to make the Seder in everyone's home. So the Rosh adds on a comment on that line. How can the rabbi say Bari Pri Hagofen over the Karpas? They're just plain Bichas Hanenin. So Bichas Hanenin, the rule is that you don't apply Yatza Moitzi. By the Bar Piagofen of the Kiddush and by the Hamotzi of Achilas Matzah, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah raises a question. The end of the third paragraph says, okay, not only on the Kiddush do you say Yatza Moitzi, even on the Bar Piagofen of the Kiddush, you also say Yatza Moitzi. Not only Al Achilas Matzah can the rabbi be Moitzi the Balabatim, even though he's not eating Matzah now, he's going to eat in another few hours. He could even be Moitzi the Balabatim with the Hamotzi of Al Achilas Matzah. But on the Bar Piagofen of Karpas, that's a Chiddush. So the Rosh says, yeah, because once the Chacham made a Takana, you have to have Karpas, so the Bar Piagofen is considered as if it were a Birchas HaMitzvah. You treat it like a Birchas HaMitzvah. So that's why the Rambam holds you need a Kazaitz. The Rambam Shita, that when you eat the Karpas, you got to have a Kazaitz. But in Shulchan Aruch, they say the meaning is that we don't eat Kazaitz because of the Machlekes Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim. And the Bali Atesis, whether you will be required to recite the Bar Nefashos or not. So we avoid the whole machlek, so we don't have a kazayis.
What about the
I don't think, because years ago they never ate the horseradish for Mara.
So maybe this only came up since
it's a later interpretation. It's a later suggestion. Could be. Because that's documented historically, that was in the 1400s or something. Then they started, 1400s, that they started to use horseradish. In the earlier generations, they never used horseradish. I don't remember. How much afikoma do you have to have again? And the Gemara doesn't say the Maharil. How much will we say? How much afikoma do you have to have? What's afikoma all about? So there's a machlekes harishayim what afikoma is all about. So the Tesis in the Rashbam on the top of Tap Tesis on Kuf Tezvav and Aleph. The Tap Tesis in the Rashbam are of the opinion that the eating of the afikoma is the ikar mitzvah matzah. Even though in the beginning of the meal we said Hamoitzi al achilas matzah, we had a kezayis then. It's as if we had in mind not to be yotzei with that kezayis matzah, because bizman amigdosh they used to have the korban pesach at the end of pesach nechal al asova. They used to eat the korban pesach together with the matzah and the maror. So everything was at the end of the meal. So the ikar mitzvah matzah really is at the end of the meal. So the afikoman is really the ikar mitzvah matzah. So according to the Rashbam and Tosfos, of course you have to have a kezayis of matzah for afikoman. That's the ikar mitzvah matzah. According to them, maybe you don't even need a kezayis in the beginning of the meal. Maybe you don't need a kezayis of matzah. The Rosh says, according to the Rashbam and Tosfos, that the afikoman is the ikar mitzvah matzah at the end of the meal. So the Haggadah should really have maror also at the end of the meal, which we don't have. We have maror in the beginning of the meal. We have maror right here. We have moitzi matzah, maror, koirach. And then we have Shulchan Aruch, then we have the meal. According to the Rashbam, that the Ikar Mitzvah Matzah is at the end, so you should have more right before the end. You have more right before the end, which is not our practice. So we really don't follow, that's what the Rosh times, we really don't follow this Rashbam and Tosfos, who claim that the Afikoman represents the Ikar Mitzvah Matzah. When we said the Bracha al Achilas Matzah, we had a Kazayis of Matzah in the beginning of the meal. We really had in mind not to be Yotze that Matzah. We have in mind to be Yotze the Matzah at the end of the meal. That's why the Shaloh, the Chok Yankim on Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Shaloh, that in the Behetu quotes, it's also from the Shaloh, that one is not supposed to talk from the time that he says Alachilas Matzah to let the heat the Kazais Afikaina. Soloveitchik said his grandfather Rav Chaim was machmer like that. Shalom. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch.
Commentary's quote. Other things than that,
no, in the middle of the meal. Middle of the meal. You shouldn't talk.
Not
from the time you say the bracha Alachilas Matzah
till
the
time. Because it's part of
the stomach. Okay.
It's part of the Seder.
Okay. To talk about things that are part of the Seder Mistama, that's not a hefsek. But to talk about the weather and to talk about the children and everything else, so that's a chumer from the Shalom. Yeah. So the Rosh is not satisfied with this Rashbam and Taisi. How can it be that the Ikar Mitzvah matters at the end of the meal, then you should have the Mora right before the Afikoman? You have the Korach also around the towards the end. We don't have that. You have the Mora in the beginning and the Korach in the beginning. So that he says that shows that we don't follow this Rashbam. We hold that the Ikar Mitzvah matters at the beginning. That's why I have the Mora right after, because L'chatchila, that's the Seder. Matzah first, then Mora after. So what's the Afikoman all about? The Rosh claims the Afikoman is only a Zecher. Zecher L'Korban Pesach, which was Nechal Al-Asov. Yeah, so that's a shaila. According to the Rosh, do you really need a kazais of Afikoman? According to the Rashbam and Tosfos, you need a kazais of Afikoman, because the Ikar Mitzvah matzah. According to the Rosh, if it's only a zechel Pesach, maybe it can be a zechel less than a kazais. So that's what the Maharil writes, that the proper thing is that one should have two kazaisim of Afikoman, zechel korban Pesach. Two kazaisim, zechel korban Pesach. Well, why does he say two kazais? Should have said you need one kazai zecher l'korban pesach, as opposed to less than a kazai. Why does he write two kazaisim zecher l'korban pesach? So the Taz writes it must be a misprint in the Maharil. We have two svarim by the Maharil. We have the Shabbos of Tshuvas Maharil that he himself wrote. Then they have Shabbos Shuvas Achadoshes of Maharil, more Tshuvas that they found in the manuscript. And then we have what's called the Droshes Maharil that starts from Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. He gives you every yontif, and it tells you which piyutim you say, and which zmiris you sing, and which kinnis you say, and which slichas you say, and when you say tachna, when you don't say tachna, aluah. The regular maril, that's called the drushas maril. So the drushas maril was written by a close Talmud of the Maharil, and every so often, as Talmidim are in the habit, he'll write things from the Rebbe Faker. He writes it over wrong. So the Taz says, obviously the Talmud wrote it over wrong over here, because it does. Is, but it must be a mistake. He said that's not the question. Two kazais mizecha l'pesach, that's nonsense. He says it must be. Maybe what he should have written is two kazais mechazecha l'pesach vechazecha l'chagiga. That's how the Taz is magia the Maharil. The thing is that there are a lot of things in the Maharil that for centuries were not understood. Bogar Avram has a lot of things he quotes from the Maharil. Now later on they found Shuvas Agayim and they found other sources. And they figured out what the Maharil said, that there's nothing Peladik. So here also, Rabbi Ruchem Perla points out that the Taz, unfortunately, didn't have a Rambam. Taz was a very poor man. He didn't have access to any Svarim. But we have a Rambam. You don't even need any Shuvas Agam. We have a Rambam. The Rambam says you need two Kizaisim of Korban Pesach. So he says, Maharil, just quoting the Rambam. That's all. The Rambam holds, Tesis Esta Kasha. The Gemara is concerned you shouldn't eat too much on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. You should need achila gaso. So it sounds like you eat the korban pesach first thing in the meal. Then the Gemara says that you eat the korban pesach ala sova at the end of the meal. Mishum mevzer, mishum shvira setzem. We run through the tesis on that line. So which is it? You eat the korban pesach at the end of the meal. So then it's not going to be l'teyoven. It's not going to be l'teyoven. Which is it? So tesis answers the kasha. Tesis claims you eat the korban pesach at the end of the meal. And that's not a problem of achila gasa, because when a person eats food, it takes him a while till he has the sensation that he's full. So if he eats the korban pesach, the gezeis korban pesach at the end of the meal, he hasn't eaten anything on Erev Pesach. He eats a whole meal, he's still going to feel hungry when he eats the gezeis korban pesach at the end of the meal. Unless you have, let's say, a wedding that takes 3 hours, and then they give the dessert after 3 hours of eating and pressing. So then the guy's going to be full after a couple of hours, so it sinks into his mind that the stomach is full. It takes a while till the food lands into the stomach and the message goes to the mind that the stomach is full. But if you eat a regular meal on Pesach night, even if you eat a lot, you're still going to feel hungry at the end. You're going to be eating the Korban Pesach Tehillim. But if he's going to eat a meal on Erev Pesach, a few hours before, then he's going to go to Shul and Daven Mincha Maariv, then he's going to go home. So then he's going to be full already. He's going to be a few hours, an hour or two since he ate the meal. Then he's not going to be eating the Korban Pesach Tehillim. He may be eating an Achila Gasa. That's what Taisus answers. And the Maram Chalaveh, on that Taisus Kasha, points out that the Rambam has a different answer on the Kasha. The Rambam came up with the Ein Sof that you eat two kazaisim of the Korban Pesach. So they did it. One kazais you eat Lete Oven, the first kazais in the meal. You wash and you eat a kazais of Korban Pesach. Very much Lete Oven. Not at all Achila Gasa. Then you eat Halasova, that's at the end of the meal. You eat an extra kazais at the end of the meal. You eat two kazais. So that's what Rabbi Yerucham Pella suggests, that maybe the Maril is not a misprint. When the Talmud wrote over from the Maril that he took his asim of Afikoyman according to the Rosh, because the Afikoyman is a Zechel of Pesach, so maybe that's what he means. According to the Rambam, they took his asim of the Korban Pesach. It happened to be one at the beginning of the meal, one at the end of the meal. So we have in the beginning of the meal, we have matzah, we have mor, we don't have any Korban Pesach. Then at the end of the meal, we should eat took his asim of the Afikoyman, Zechel of Pesach, that they always ate took his asim. So that's already a chumrah. To have the two kazaisim is a chumrah. Even to have one kazais is also questionable. Is it really medina that you need a full kazais? If it's only zecher lepesach, maybe you can be etzed the zecher with less than a kazais of matzah. Anyway, that says in Shulchan Aruch. You should have a kazais for the afikam. There is a machlekes, the Mechaber and the Ramor, which represents the two practices of the Sfad Ashkenazim. How many times do you recite Bar Piagofen on Pesach night? So the Mechaber writes, you only cite Bar Piagofen twice over the cup of Kiddush. The second cup of wine is covered with the Bar Piagofen of the first cup of wine. It's the machlekes, is that a Hesach Hadas or not? According to Rabbi Yosef Tuvelen, there's no Hesach Hadas from Karpas tomorrow. So this is less. It's not going to be. Then it's not a Hesach Hadas between the Bar Piagofen of the Kiddush, the Bar Piagofen of Asher Gialon. Asher Gialon is before you go to wash, before you eat the matzah. So that won't be a Hesach Hadas either. So the Mechaber writes that you only say Bar Piagofen on the first cup of wine. Second cup of wine is covered with the first Bar Piagofen. The third cup of wine is Birchas Hamazon Alayan. Of course you need a Bar Piagofen. Because once you say Birchas Hamazon, that's a Hesach Hadas from all eating. And then, even though you said Bar Piagofen in the Kiddush, and you have in mind all Arba Kaisers, once you say Birchas Hamazon, Birchas Hamazon breaks off. Let's say, for example, a person had grapes. I think the din would be like, I'm not sure. Let's say a person had grapes, and he had a drink of milk. And then, let's say, a hot drink of coffee. He said shahakal on the coffee. And then the coffee is very hot, and he can't drink it now. So he wants to say a bracha achrayin on the grapes. And then he wants to continue. It's going to take him a while till he says ala gefen, ala eitz vapihoitz. And then he's going to continue drinking the coffee after ala eitz vapihoitz. So I think the din is he has to say another shahakal on the coffee. Once you say a bracha achrayin on food, even though the bracha achrayin was recited on a different food, bracha achrayin is on the grapes. The bracha achrayin wasn't on the coffee. If you say ala pihayitz after a drink of coffee, you're not yotze even b'dev, you have to say it for nefoshes again. It doesn't help. So nonetheless, once you say bracha achrayin means I finished eating. So that constitutes a hesach hadas from anything that you were eating before. Let's say a person was eating grapes and drinking coffee, and then he says the bar nefoshes, and he didn't, after the coffee, he didn't finish the grapes yet. So I think the din is that he has to say another bar pihayitz on the grapes afterwards, because even though the bar nefoshes doesn't cover grapes, but still it's a bracha achrayin. Bracha achrayin means a hesach hadas from eating. So even though he only meant it as a hesach hadas from that meichel, not from that meichel, I think the din is that it does constitute a hesach hadas. So here also, the person says birchas hamazon, he knows he has another two cups of wine to go, and he said bar piagofen in the kiddush at the beginning of the night. He has in mind all arba kaisers. It doesn't help. The halacha required. The halacha says Birchas Hamazon constitutes a Hesach Hadas, and you're required to recite another Bar Piagofen over the next cup of wine, the third cup of wine, the Birchas Hamazon Alayayin. The fourth cup of wine, there was no Hesach Hadas in between. So the fourth cup of wine is covered with the Ber Piyagof, and that was recited over the second cup of wine. So this is the view of the Mechaber representing the Chachmei Sfarad, and half of the Balei Ashkenaz also. Tosfos mentioned such a possibility, that you only say Ber Piyagof on the first cup of wine and on the third cup of wine. But our practice is not so. We recite the Ashkenaz, and most of the Ashkenaz follow the Rambam. We recite the Ber Piyagof and four times. That's the question, why four times? Why do we say on the second cup Asher Gavan? Why do we say Ber Piyagof and on the fourth cup? Why? So the two explanations. So one explanation is, again, that it's a Hesach Hadas. That such a long pause between the Ber Piyagof and over the Kiddush and the Ber Piyagof and after Asher Yalonu, that constitutes a Hesach Hadas. That's a questionable biur, because we really rely on the Rabbi Yosef Tuvela. We have that in mind, that the Ber Piyadom on the Karpas covers the Mara. So if that's not a Hesach Hadas, why is this a Hesach Hadas? So that suggestion is questioned by Tosfos. Maybe it's not a Hesach Hadas. So then they give the other suggestion. Maybe that's the halacha. Whenever a person recites a bracha ala kos, the Chachamim instituted you should recite four brachas ala kos on Leil HaSeder. Kiddush ala yayin, Asher Gialanu ala yayin, Birchas HaMozen ala yayin, and Birchas HaShir ala yayin. So since you have to recite a new bracha ala kos, even though mitam Birchas HaNenin, he's covered with the Ber Piyagofen. There's no issue of Asalonim Shihanis Minolim Azebeloi Bracha. There's no problem of Birchas HaNenin. But the halacha says that whenever one recites a Bracha Lakos, you have to say the Ber Piyagofen, whether you need it or not, even if it's not necessary, Mitam Birchas HaNenin, you have to say a Ber Piyagofen. So that's what we usually assume. That the reason why we say Ber Piyagofen over the second cup of wine and over the fourth cup is not really so much because of the Birchas HaNenin aspect, because of the Asa Nahanis Manel Mazeb Lai Bracha, but rather because of the fact that these two are Brachas Alayayim, Bracha Lakos. Asher Gialon is a Bracha Lakos, and the Birchas HaShir is a Bracha Lakos. The Mishnah quotes a Machlekes Bishame Bisula, whenever you say Kiddush, Havdalah, Sheva Brachas, Ashikidish it did nedeten by a bris. Whenever you say a bracha over a cup of wine, do you first say Ber Piyagofen and then say the bracha? Do you first say the bracha and then you say the Ber Piyagofen? So we know what we do. We say Ber Piyagofen first, and then we say the Kiddush afterwards. If a person made a mistake and he first said the Kiddush and then he says Ber Piyagofen, but yeah, you would be yotzei. You don't have to repeat again the whole Kiddush. It's not necessary to repeat the Kiddush again. But lechatchila it's a machlekes b'di'evid. Also, Beishame will agree to Beisil b'di'evid. If he said Ber Piyagofen first and he said Kiddush after, they'll also agree. That's a machlekes lechatchila, which is the correct seder. That's how the Gemara presents it. There are considerations as to determine which of the two brachas should precede and which of the two brachas should come next. So we paskin like the Beisil that you always say Ber Piyagofen before the Birchas Harisen, before the Birchas Nisuin, and before the Kiddush, and before the Havdalah, and before Asher Kiddush did Midbet. The one exception to the rule is Birchas HaMazon. That's what Tosfos points out in Brachas. Because if you'll say first Ber Piyagofen and then Birchas HaMazon, so the Birchas HaMazon will constitute a Hesach Hadas. That's a declaration that I finished eating. So then you have to say another Ber Piyagofen after the benching is over in order to drink the wine. So if you have to say Ber Piyagofen anyway afterwards, you may as well rely on that. So why should you say Ber Piyagofen before if it's not going to help? So Tosfos says in Brachas, that's the one exception to the rule. That even Mesila will agree to Beis Shammai by Birchas HaMazon ala Yayin, Birchas HaMazon ala Kos, that the Ber Piyagofen should be recited after the Bracha ala Kos is recited, after the benching. That's the one exception to the rule. And that's what we discussed when we were learning Sukkot earlier in the year. When you have a Sheva Brachas, and you bench ala Yayin, and then you're going to say the six brachas, Shakol Baruch Vodo, and the Yotze Horem, and so on. You say the Ber Piyagofen in between the benching and the six brachas, because you're supposed to say Ber Piyagofen after the benching. So you're saying you just finished the benching, you say Ber Piyagofen, and you should say Ber Piyagofen before the Sheva, before the other six brachas. The day before, that's one opinion in Achronim. Mara Mintz, that's Agadela quotes in Achloi Achronim. And others are choshish for the opinion in Tosfos in the end of Psachim, that when you have a Sudas Chasana, Sheva Brachas, in the middle of Shemesh Me'amishta, so the Birchas HaMazon becomes longer. instead of just consisting of four brachas, it consists of 10 brachas. The additional six brachas of Shachal Bar Lechvod and Yotzarad, Mashiach Tzaram Tzalma, etc. And then, since it's a longer form of the Birchas HaMazon, so the Bar Piagofen has to come at the very conclusion of the whole Birchas HaMazon. So that's the machlokes there. Yeah, and Pesach night, though, it's a problem. The second cup of wine and the fourth cup of wine. So the Sfardim have no problems, they just don't say Bar Piagofen. The Ashkenazim, who do say Bar Piagofen, why do we have it printed after Asher Gyalonu? Baruch Ata Hashem Goal Yisrael. And then we say Bar Piagofen. Why don't you say Bar Piagofen before the Brocha? Asher Gyalonu. Like normal. Like this Hillel always say the Brocha, Bar Piagofen before the Brocha Alakos. The only one exception is Birchas HaMazon. So why do we have on Pesach night, by the second course and the fourth course, in the Haggadahs of the Ashkenazim, we have the Bar Piagofen following the Brocha? That's a pebble. Should have been before. But the Yevid v'Yotze. But the question is, why do we do it lachatchila like that? I don't know. Exactly, what is the Birchas Hashir? So that's a machlekes in the Gemara. On Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph on the top line. My Birchas Hashir. The Mishnah says on Kuf Yud Zayin on the base. The Yomer Ola Birchas Hashir. Over the fourth cup of wine, we complete the halal, Gemar Olas HaHalo. And then you conclude with the Birchas Hashir. So on the top line of Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara asks, "My Birchas Hashir, what bracha is the Tana alluding to that you recite Birchas Hashir?" So the Gemara has two suggestions. Rabbi Yochanan has one suggestion, and Rabbi Yehuda has another suggestion. Rabbi Yehuda was a student of Rabbi Shmuel, who learned by Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Rabbi Yochanan was also a student of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. That's why it's very strange. How could there be a machlokes? What did they say last year in the Haggadah? They didn't have any printed Haggadah. What did they say last year when they had the Seder? Nobody remembers what they said. Very strange. Rabbi Yehuda, who's a second generation of Amoraim, a Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel, he says, you say Haluch Hashem Alkeinu. You just completed the Hallel. And you always say Haluch at the end of the Hallel. So tonight also you say Haluch. Taisa asks the Kasha, what's the Chiddush? You always say Haluch at the end of the Hallel. So Taisa's answer is what the Chiddush is. The top Taisa is on Kuf Yud Chesem and Aleph. Because there's a Mishnah Megillah that says that the bracha that you recite before you say Hallel Asher Kedushan B'mitzvah Sivana Likros HaHallel, that's a chovah that you're obligated to recite, because Kol HaMitzvahs Kulam Mevarach Aleihem Ovel Asiyasim. But the bracha Yehalelucha at the conclusion of the Hallel says in the Mishnah Mokum Shenagol Levarach Yivarachu Mokum Shenagol Lo Levarach Lo Yivarachu. So obviously the bracha of Yehalelucha at the conclusion of the Hallel is optional. If you don't want to say, you don't have to. The only one that's obligatory is the Birchas HaMitzvah in advance. Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvahs V'tzivanu. So here the Mishnah tells us that on Leil Pesach, at the conclusion of the Hallel, it's not simply optional. If you want to say Halucha, say. If you don't want to, you don't have to. No! Everyone has to have four cups of wine. The fourth cup is the Halucha, the Birchas Hashir. It's a Chayva. That's what Rabbi Yehuda interprets. Rabbi Yochanan interprets Nishmas Kol Chai. Nishmas is the beginning of Yishtabach. Nishmas through Yishtabach is one long bracha. That's the bracha that's normally said on Shabbos and Yontif at the conclusion of Pesukah de Zimro. So now on Pesach night, we should say this longer bracha that begins with Nishmas and goes through Yishtabach. We should recite this as the Birchas Hashir at the conclusion of the Halal on Pesach night. It's a pella. They all learned by Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. He was the one who edited the Mishnayos. He didn't author the Mishnayos, he edited the Mishnayos. So what did he tell him? When he taught Mishnayos to the students, what did he tell him? Rabbi Yochanan was a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel. Must have heard it from Rabbi Shmuel. Gemara doesn't quote. Must have been Pesach, he was in the yeshiva. They didn't go home for Pesach. It's the same yeshiva in Pesach. That's what the Gemara says earlier. The Rosh Yeshiva used to recite the Haggadah and all the Talmidim would be Yotze with Shemei Kana, like in Valoshin. He used to have the Seder in the yeshiva and the Nitziv. He used to have the Seder. The Nitziv had his Seder and the Beis Halevi had his Seder. Each one had his own style of having a Seder. That's what those who attended both Siddurim, they said the Nitziv was very happy-go-lucky, like an old great grandfather. He's very loving and everything. The Beis Halevi was always nervous. He was always nervous about everything. He's always eating matzah, and more matzah, and burnt matzah, and going crazy about everything. Nitziv was very happy and very pleased at that. Baruch Hashem, we have matzah, we have mara, we have avikaisas. He was very easy, very happy-go-lucky. So this is the Pella. What's going on? How can it be a machloike samarayim? What the meaning of the Mishnah is? What did the Rabbi Donasi tell him? So Mustamada, it must have been that there must have been two old traditions. What bracha should be recited at the conclusion of the Halal on Pesach night? So it must be the Rabbi Donasi picked this. He must have coined the term Bichas Hashir to satisfy the both traditions. He didn't want to take a stand on it. He writes, the fourth cup of wine should be over a bracha at the conclusion of the Hallel, and he doesn't want to say whether it's Yehalalucha or Nishmas. So he coined a new term, Bichas Hashir, so it should satisfy their both opinions. And he told the Talmidim there are two traditions. So then, some of the Talmidim said they think this tradition makes more sense, some of them said they think this tradition makes more sense. But it must be, that's how the Miri writes in the beginning of Bava Kamma, and the first Mishnah. The Rabbavis and Zik and Shobar Mava Hever. So Mava is a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, but the Mava is a Hashem, or Mava is a Ha'odom. So the Niri, quoted by the Shidim Kubetz, is the Kasha. How can it be a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel? They both learned by Rabbi Yudah Nasi. He was the editor of the Mishnayis. So when he taught Mishnayis in the Yeshiva, he didn't teach Zohar, he taught Mishnayis in the Yeshiva. So how did he say the Pirush Amilus of Mava? So the Niri says there must have been two old traditions. All the traditions had it at the Arba Ovis Nizikin. But some had a tradition that one of the four Avos Nezikin is Adam, and Shor includes Keren Shem Regel. The other tradition had it that Adam doesn't belong. There are four Avos Nezikin in this game moment, and we break down Shor to Shen and Regel two separate, and Keren doesn't belong. Keren's only Chatzin Nezik. So there were two old traditions. So Rabbi Yudah Nasi picked an obscure, he invented the word Maveh, which is non-existent. Mav is not a word that appears in Tanakh, not a word that appears in the Gemara. he coined the term Mavah, that it should serve as a lishna de mishtama latrein anpin. If you like the tradition of Adam, so Mavah fits in with Adam, im tivayun bayun. If you like the tradition of Mavah, of Shein, Shem v'regel being two separate ones, so the word Mavah fits in with Shein. And the Gemara quotes another post. So Bedavke, he picked the word that should fit in with the both traditions. They wanted to preserve the both traditions. Each one, and then the machlekes Rabbi Shmuel is not a machlekes. What is the pirush hamishnayis? What is the pirush hamilus in the Mishnah? Each one is saying we heard both traditions from Rabbi Yudah Nasi, and he says I think this tradition makes more sense. I think that tradition makes more sense. They have such a similar machlekes here in Arvei Pesachim also. The Mishnah says that the Rambam writes there in the Sefer HaMitzvos that the whole purpose of Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim Nesapet Benis Minuflos is in order lahodus lakodesh bochu, to express our thanks. So we say hello. Chol davadar chayvadim liyosatz mikiriyatz mitzang tukir chanachan chayom lahalil. You have an obligation to say hello. So we say hello. And we also, Rav Soloveitchik used to say, that's perhaps why the Tanoim chose that we should recite Arami Ovid Ovi. Because Arami Ovid Ovi, Rashi writes on Parshas Kisovoi, when the pilgrim, when the farmer brings his bikurim to the Beis Hamikdash and he recites, "He got it to Yom Lashem Alachech and Kivosei El Haaretz Arami Ovid Ovi," he says, "Sheini Kofi Toivo." I want to express my gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reciting of Arami Ovid Ovi, it's recited. You can say the psukim in a way. It all depends what tone of voice is saying it. You can just say it in the cold tone of voice, stating facts. Arami Ovid Ovi, Eret Mitzrayim. Or you can say it in the tone of voice of expressing your gratitude and your appreciation and your thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the farmer is supposed to say thank you very much. He has to say Arami Ovid Ovi in the Loshon of Ma'akoras Atoy. So perhaps that's where Absolvation said, perhaps that's why the Tanoim picked, maybe the Vice Rishon already, maybe that's why they picked Arami Ovid Ovi. Why didn't they recite Shmos Ve'era Boi B'Shalach and give the commentary of the Medrash Rabbah on the whole story of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why did they pick Arami Ovid Ovi? Because in Shmos Ve'era Boi B'Shalach it never says thank you, it just tells the story. Arami Ovid Ovi was intended for the farmer to give the Bikurim to say thank you very much. He's supposed to say it in that tone of voice, expressing gratitude. So on Pesach night, the whole purpose of the Tzipi Tzias Mitzrayim is to express gratitude. So he says thank you very much, and that's perhaps the reason why you say Arami Ovid Ovi. So the Mishnah says that in order to emphasize that there's what to be grateful about, so the Mishnah says you should be maschal b'gnus u'misayim b'shvach. You should say what it was like before and what it was like after, in order that we should emphasize the fact that there's what to be grateful about. So what exactly is that alluding to? The Maschol Bignus, the Masai Mishmach. So that's a Machloikis Rabbi Shmuel. Machloikis and the Gemara Rabbi Shmuel. So one says, that's on the bottom of Kuf Tazayin Amad Aleph, 10 lines from the bottom. Rav says, Mitchila Abde Avedi Zara Hayavaseinu, etc. And Shmuel says, Abadim Hayinu Lefarib in Mitzrayim. So it's also a Pella. How can it be a Machloikis between Rav and Shmuel? They both learned by Rabbi Yonah Nasi. What did he say when he taught them the Mishnayis? Which is the text of the Haggadah? Maisa, we say two Haggadahs. We say Rav's Haggadah and Shmuel's Haggadah. The Rambam quotes from the Goinim. Not so long. Became long. The Haggadah became a longer Haggadah because we say two Haggadahs. But each one is very brief. So how can it be a Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel? What did Rabbi Yonah Nasi say? So probably also like the Meiri wrote in the first Mishnah in Bava Kamma. Probably also there were two old traditions. What do you emphasize? Maschol Bignus, Mesai Mishrach about Kabbalah Satorah, or about Yitzias Mitzray? So Rabbi Yonah Nasi wrote it in the Mishnah in such a vague fashion, Maschol Bignus, Mesai Mishrach, that either tradition that you have will fit into the Mishnah. And then the two Talmidim that he had, and explained to the Talmidim the two traditions, and he used this Lashon, Lashon the Mishtama, the Train Anpin. Each tradition, both of the traditions can fit in. And then they had a Machlekes, which one makes more sense to say? So Rab said he thinks this one makes more sense. Shmuel said he thinks this one makes more sense. And Lamai said, we do both, we say the two Haggadahs. So just to review, so what are the different parts to the Haggadah? We have Manishtana, we raise the questions regarding the mitzvah halayla, because that's what it sounds like in Chumash, that lechatchila, the way to fulfill the Sifri Yetzias Mitzrayim is ki sholchem b'nechom ha'chalem ha'mohedes v'achu kamishpatim. When questions will be asked regarding mitzvah halayla, you should tell about Yetzias Mitzrayim and thereby answer. So we raise the questions in the beginning, the answers come all the way at the end. Rabbi Gamliel ha'yoymer Pesach Matzah, we give all the answers, and in between we give the whole story about the Sifri Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we want to express our gratitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just tell the story of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we darshan Arami Avid Avi, and then we say the Hallel before and after the meal. We say the Hallel, and to emphasize the fact that we have what to be grateful about. So we say before and after. We have to be Maschol Bignus and Mesayim Bishvach. So they're the two opinions, Rabbi Shmuel. So we do both. We have Rab's Haggadah and Shmuel's Haggadah, both Haggadahs. The Pashto says that after one drinks, after the fourth, the Bichas Hashir, at the conclusion of the Hallel, we say, the Gemara says that the two opinions, my Bichas Hashir, on the top line on Kuf Yud Ches, so as Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan, and then the Gemara quotes, Rav Papa says they're both good ideas, so we say both. Hilchach Nemrinu Litravayu. We say both. So that's a Machlekes HaRishon, and what do you mean you say both? So the Rashbam learns that you literally say both. At the end of the Hallel, you say Haluch, and you say Baruch Atah Hashem Melchum Olo Batish Bachois. Then you say the 26 Kili Olam Chazdois. Then you say Nishmas Kol Chayim, you say Yishtabach. Then you say Baruch Atah Hashem Kel Mal Gado Batish Bachois Kel Ha'otos Adon Eflos. You say two brachas over the fourth cup of wine. And they have some old Haggadahs that follow the Rashbam's opinion. Tosfos says that's ridiculous to say two brachas over a cup of wine. It's a bracha of Atah. Mishnah says you only have four brachas al Hayayin. According to the Rashbam, comes out that there are two brachas. The fourth cup of wine has two brachas ala kos. So Tosfos doesn't agree. So what it means is you have to combine together, somehow you have to blend in together the halucha together with the nishmas kol chai, with the ishtava. This, of course, achsidish ha-gode. This is Tzvi Klein's ha-gode. Minchas usher. I don't know who it is. Yeah. So this is a nusach svard ha-gode. So Nusach Svar goes back and forth. At the end of the Hallel, you don't say Halalucha. You finish Halal Hashem Kitab Kili Olam Chazdoi, then you say 26 Kili Olam Chazdoi, you say Nishmas Kol Chai, then you say Ishtabach, up until but not including the Chasima, and then you go back and you wake up and you say Halalucha that you should have really said at the end of the Hallel. That's Nusach Svar. That's the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef writes that practice. The Sfaradim follow that practice, and the Chassidim follow, because the Chassidim daven Nusach Svar. And the Ramon, the Darkei Moshe, in the Shulchan Aruch, they don't quote this Machlokes, but the Meforshim on the Daf quote, that this is a machlokes between the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe, the Yosef Kar and the Ramah. And the Ramah writes that the minhag Ashkenaz is that you go in order, you go straight. You say Hallel, and the end of the Hallel you say Hallelucha, like you would normally say. But you don't say the Chasim and Melech Mulvol Batish Bachos, because you want to say more. But you say up until, but not including the last line, Melech Mulvol Batish Bachos. Then you say 26 Kili Yalam Chazda is the 26 Sukim. Then you say Nishmas Kolcha Yishtabach. Then you say the Chasim at the end of the Yishtabach. You say the Bracha at the conclusion of the Yishtabach. The normal Bracha that one says at Yishtabach. Soloveitchik said that if it's in Valoshin, they had a different combination, how they combined, not neither of the above. They didn't do Nusach Sfar, they didn't do Nusach Ashkenaz. That was a different. They had this was a tradition from the Hasidic Ashkenaz, from the days of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid and from the Maharam Rutenberg, to try to be Yetzi Yidei Kol Ashitas. It's a new Soloveitchik family was known for that. They have their own way to do. Rav Soloveitchik said years ago when he first came to Boston, so he did the Nanuim, the different minhagim, how to do the Nanuim of the Dalad Minim. So the whole world does it one way and the Minigari is a different way. So is it possible, is there any way possible to be Yotzei that both Shitas? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that he figured out a Hamtzor, how to be Yotzei to both Shitas. Balabatim didn't appreciate it. So they said to him, Rabbi, it's neither here nor there. So after Sukkot, he was all aggravated, he came to Yeshiva. This was before I was born. Rabbi Weiss was telling us that they came to Yeshiva and Moshe Soloveitchik was still alive. And he was explaining to the Talmidim how he had such an einfall, how to be yotzei to both opinions, and the Balabatim didn't appreciate it. They thought that he wasn't yotzei to anything. They thought he was just an ignoramus, such an amaretz. He didn't know the first thing about the Nanu. He's done a lot of things like that. So here in the Bracha, the Brichas Hashir, he has some kind of a cheshbon how he thinks that he yotzei the both Nusach Ashkenaz and the Nusach Sfar. Okay. Anyway, so at the end, that's the shaila. At the end, when you finally finish this Brichas Hashir over the fourth cup of wine, so in this Chassidish Haggadah, it has Burpi Hagofen right away. That's an unusually good Haggadah. That's a very good Haggadah. Because in many Haggadahs, they have a few pages of Piyut and several other themes over here. Martim Zevah Pesach, and other things, till they wake up and they have the Bar Pri Hagofen. The more correct is, we have a difficulty why we don't say the Bar Pri Hagofen before we begin the Birchas Hashir, before Yehalelucha, before Nishmas Kol Chai, before we say this long bracha. But at least b'di'evit, okay, so we should say the Bar Pri Hagofen right after the bracha. So this is difficult. The Magen Avraham quotes some who had a practice that they postponed the Bar Pri Hagofen and drinking with the fourth cup of wine until you're halfway through with the piyutin, because he explains why. Because you're not allowed to drink anything else afterwards except for water with mekalan. So the guy's going to be thirsty when he's going to be reciting all the piyutin. So they suggest, well, he just had the third cup of wine, that'll carry him on. So let him postpone the drinking of the fourth cup of wine till later. What do you mean? You postpone till later is a shayla of a hefsik. A bracha lakos. You have to say the Bar Pri Hagofen right away. It's even a question when a person recites a birchas hamazon, ala yayin, and you say the Bar Pri Hagofen at the end, is it proper to say all the harachmons in between? Maybe harachmon should be a hefsik, because nikar adin, the birchas hamazon is over when you say the olam ayichas reino. And then you say a bracha for the balabais. Okay, that's a real din. If someone else is paying for the meal, you've got to say a bracha for the balabais. With all the Esther HaRachman, that's only Minhagim. So the Tur quotes his brother that that's not okay. That's not so bad. The HaRachman, since it's a minig, that everybody always says all the HaRachmans, so that's considered like an extension of Ateva Meitu. There are people who don't always say HaRachmans. There are people who never say HaRachmans. Once in a long while, they have nothing better to do, they say HaRachmans. Then by them is Takeh Hefsik. If the person always says harachmans, so then it's not a hefsek. Shana, let's say the harachmans by bris milo. So they point out that from the Balatanya Siddha would appear that he holds there, should say those harachmans after the Bar Pri Hagofen. You shouldn't say it before, because those are not universally recited. It's only said by a bris, and it's not always said, not everybody says those harachmans. And maybe that'll be, Balatanya sounds like that would constitute a hefsek between the Birchas HaMazon and the Bar Pri Hagofen. The same over here, the piyutim is really problematic. To say several of the piyutim first and then to drink the wine of the fourth cup is really questionable. More correct is like the Minchas Osher Haggadah that has the Bar Pri Hagofen right away after the Birchas Hashir. Gemara says that the women are just as obligated as men are regarding achilas matzah. That's on Mem Gimel top of Amud Beis. Starts Mem Gimel Amud. Now we're going over to the top of Mem Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says based on a hekesh. We have a one pasuk. So there's a hekesh. We have two dinim written in the same pasuk. That constitutes a hekesh. So the Gemara understands the hekesh in a positive direction. Whoever is prohibited from eating chametz is obligated to eat matzah. So since the women are prohibited from eating chametz, because that's a lois esei, so despite the fact that it says man grama, but it's a lois esei shas man grama, noshim chayavos, so memele as a hekesh to the prohibition of chametz is the mitzvah to eat matzah. So despite the fact that matzah is a mitzvah sasei shas man grama that normally women are exempt from, so this is an exception to the rule that the women are obligated to eat matzah. Okay. Are the women obligated to participate in Korban Pesach? Korban Pesach should also be a mitzvah sasei shehazman grama that women should be exempt from. So if they want to, they certainly may. If they want to volunteer, look, if they want to volunteer to shake a lulav, there's also no question. The question is, are they obligated to participate in Korban Pesach? So that's a machlekes atanoim, where the noshim berishon chayva and noshim berishon rishus. Are the women obligated to have Pesach Rishon, or is it only Rishus? Is that sugya that should be Tzadik Aleph, Daf Tzadik and Daf Tzadik Aleph? It's interesting that Sasemis and the Chidush and Malach Gemara points out the bottom of Tzadik Aleph and Aleph, going over Talmud Beis. All the Tanoim work on the premise the Svarach Hitzayna is if you don't have any pasuk proving one way or the other, the assumption is that women are mechuyev in Pesach Rishon. And the burden of proof is on the one who wants to say the women are not mechuyev, that it's optional. So yes, the kasha shouldn't be just the reverse. By matzah on Daf Mem Gimel, we start off the reverse. We say women should be exempt from matzah. We should the svarach etzayinu should be that it's a mitzvah sasei shas man grama, and the women are potter. So the burden of proof is on the one who wants to say the women are mechuyev to eat matzah. So they came up with the hekesh between matzah and chametz. Kol sheyesh lemebal techa chametz. How come over here by Korban Pesach is the reverse? The Gemara starts off with the assumption the Svarach Yitzayin is that women are mechuyev in Korban Pesach, and the Tan who says Anoshim Berishon Rishus is because he has a pasuk that indicates so. Why shouldn't he say Mitzad HaSvarah? We should have started off the Svarach Yitzayin should have been that women are exempt. So the Sfasamis makes a suggestion that maybe since Korban Pesach has Kareis, So despite the fact that it's a Zman Groma, maybe that's the reason why women are mechuyev. And then he points out that Taisus in Megillah writes such a svara with respect to a different issue. The Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Chof Tes and Menav has a famous drosha to say that the father is obligated to Milas Habein and the mother is not obligated to take care of Milas Habein. If the father's not around, then the mother has no obligation to see to it that her son gets a bris milah. So the Gemara has a pasuk that indicates osa v'lo osa, that the mother is not obligated. So Tosfos has the famous kasha, and all the Rishonim talk about it. Why do you need a pasuk to indicate that the women are exempt from milas habein? Shouldn't it be considered a mitzvah sasei shas man grama? That milah can only be done by yom and not by laila. So milah can only be done after the eighth day. So it does not indicate that it's a mitzvah sasei shas man grama. So there are a lot of suggestions given on that Tosfos kasha. There in Kiddushin, Daf Chav Tes, Taisus gives an answer, the Ritva gives an answer. And different Rishonim give different suggestions, and Haskino gives suggestions. So the Taisus in Megillah, Daf Chav, gives a different suggestion of an answer. That since there's Kareis, if the child doesn't get a bris milah, there's going to be Kareis. So despite the fact that Mila is a mitzvah, says the Shazman Grama, I would have thought that women are amechuyev in the Mila. So that's why I need a pasuk to say that it's not so. So the Sfasem says that's what he says. He says, but all the other Bali Atesis didn't give that answer, that because there's Kares, I would have thought women are mechuyev. So he says, that's because there is no Kares if the parent doesn't take care of the Milos Adein. There is no punishment of Kares. Kares is only the child himself. When the child becomes Bar Mitzvah and he doesn't take care of his own Bris Milah, then he's Chayv Kares. But if the father doesn't take care of Milos Adein, there is no punishment of Kares. So that's why the other Bali Atesis held that the Kares doesn't play a role over here. You can't say that I would have thought mitzad asvar that women are mechuyev and milas habein because it has a punishment of kares. Now there is no punishment of kares on the parents. what is the significance of this punishment of Kores? I mean, it's a mitzvah chamura. That's why you should break all the rules. So the Pashto says he means a different word. The Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos in Makkos, the beginning of the third perek, Nelehein Haloikin. So he gives you a whole presentation of which averus are chama, which get malchus, which don't get malchus. Lav shem or ma'isa, lav shem nitla, saras mitzvah. He gives you all the rules and regulations, and then he writes in the middle of all the rules. He writes, whenever there's kores, be yodua that there's an issa. You don't get a punishment of kores unless the person violated an issa. That's what the Rambam writes. So the Lecha Mishnah on the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin quotes this line from the Pirush HaMishnayos. Not out of context. That's what the Rambam says. That's what he says. Whenever there's kores, be yodua that there's an issa. Because they only give a punishment of kores if the person violated an issa. So yes, the Rambam is against the first Mishnah increases. The Mishnah lists off all the Lamed Vav Krisis Hamuras, but there are 36 Averis which you get Kares, and then it says HaPesach VeHamila. There are two Mitzvah. If you don't participate in Korban Pesach, and if a person doesn't take care of his own Bris Mila, if the father doesn't take care of Milas HaBein, he's not punished with Kares. But if the child doesn't take care of his own Mila when he reaches Bar Mitzvah, then the child will be punished with Kares. So the Mishnah points out that you have two Mitzvah Saseh that have a punishment of Kores. We're not fulfilling a mitzvah. So there is Kores without having violated any other. So how does the Rambam make such a statement in the Pirush HaMishnayos that whenever there's a punishment of Kores, the Yodua that there's an Issa? That's the Lecha Mishnah's Kash. So the Pashto is that the Rambam didn't mean that whenever there's Kores, there's a Loises. It means that there's an Issa. It means an Issa Rasei. From the fact that the one who doesn't bring Korban Pesach is punished with Kores, this is an indication that not only is Korban Pesach a mitzvah to bring a Korban Pesach, when you say a bracha shekadoshana b'mitzvosu b'tzivanu, when you shech the Korban Pesach, and when you kabbalah saddam, and nizrika saddam, and hailocha saddam, and haktaris emurim, and achidas Korban Pesach, you say brachas every step of the way because it's a mitzvah saseh, but it's also an isser saseh. Whoever doesn't bring a Korban Pesach, not just he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah, he's in violation of an avera. It's not a lois eset. You're right, it's not a lois eset. But the Rambam writes from the fact that there's a punishment of kores, that's an indication that there must be an iser asay. And the same is true regarding mila. From the fact that there's a punishment of kores for the person who doesn't take care of his own bris mila, is an indication that not only is it a mitzvah asay over which we recite a bracha, wherever it is, it's an iser asay. If a person is an oral and he doesn't bother to take care of his own bris, there's an iser asay. An iser asay, that's what the Rabbi Kivege quotes from the Prima Gode. The klal, the rule that mitzvah asay shazman grama, women are exempt, only applies to a mitzvah asay, to a kiyam asay. It doesn't apply to an iser asay. If you have an iser asay that's man grama, women are mechuyev, because an iser asay is basically the same as an iser lois asay. The only difference between the two is that on an iser asay there's no malchus. We paskin that there's no malchus. That's what we read the Gemara yesterday in the top of Mem Beis Amud Aleph, bottom of Mem Aleph Amud Beis, and the top of Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Gemara has one time as of the opinion that even alav haba mechlal asay, an iser asay also gets malchus. And we pass them, there's no malchus because it's not dumi the lav de chasima. In order to get malchus, it has to be similar to l'sachsum shabadishoy. The way it appears in the chumash has to either say loy sachsum shabad loy or yisham pen v'yal. But if it's only a lav abo mechlal asay, that's not considered similar to l'sachsum shabadishoy. That's why there's no malchus. But it's not because there's no avera. There is an avera. There's an iser asay. But it's not doing it the lav de hasima like a lav shem mamais or like a lav shenitik lesei. There is an aveir, but it's not doing it the lav de hasima. That's why there's no malchus. That's why the svasema says over here, by korban pesach, the svarach itzayna is that because there's kores, whoever doesn't bring a korban pesach is over in iser asay, v'haraya that there's kores, obviously there's an aveira. So noshim should be mechuyev because it's an iser shazman gram and the women are mechuyev. The only thing they're exempt from is a mitzvah saseh, but an iser asay shazman gram and women are mechuyev. Prima Gaonim is Makav is the Gemara in Sukkah at the end of the second parak. The Gemara says that women are just as obligated as men to observe Tosefas Yom HaKippurim. So the Gemara says, why? But it's only an asay, and it's a zman gram. So why shouldn't I say mitzvah saseh shazman gram and noshim pturis? The Gemara says, no, that's what you have the pasuk for. So what's the upshot of the pasuk? So the Pirmigodim says, that's what the Pasuk teaches you. that it's an Isser Aseh. And in Isser Aseh Shazman Grama, women are just as Mechuyev as men. They're only exempt from a Kiyom Aseh Shazman Grama. But Isser Aseh is not. So again, so whether women are women in Matzah, that's a Gemara and Daf Nem Gimel Amud Beis. Tapa Mem Gimel Amud Beis. So the women are obligated. Are the women obligated in Korban Pesach Rishon, or is it only Rishuas? That's a machlokes hatanoim. Whether Isha Noshim Berishon Chayva or Noshim Berishon Rishuas. The Gemara has major nafkimin is, what if the woman doesn't want to bother to bring Korban Pesach? She wants to go home. She wants to stay home and rest. Not interested in eating Korban Pesach. Why has another difference? Why has another interesting discussion? When you're calculating whether Rav HaTzibur is Tomei or Tohor for the purposes of bringing a Pesach Abo Betuma, that's earlier on Ayin Tes on the days. When you calculate if Rav HaTzibur is Tomei, Meis, then you bring the Korban Pesach Betuma and you eat it Betuma. If Rav HaTzibur is Tohor and only the Miut HaTomei, then you don't bring the Tohorim bring. And it's Meiman Nitchel Pesach Sheni. What do you mean, Rav HaTzibur? You take a poll, all the people who live all over the world? No. You only take a poll, the Gemara says, you only count the people who are there in Yerushalayim. You don't count the people who live all over Eretz Yisrael. Only those who are there in Yerushalayim. So the question is, you have many women. 50% men, 50% women. So do the women count when you're making the Cheshbon, whether Rav HaTzibur is Tomei HaTohar, do the women count or not? To what extent does orthodoxy recognize women? That's bottom line. The Gemara said, "Machlekes hatanoim." Whether women are mechuyev, if the women are mechuyev in Pesach Rishon, so the same as the men. If they're mechuyev, so the same as the men. So you include the women in the calculation to determine whether Rav HaTzibur is Tomei HaTohar. But if you hold Nashim Rishon Rishus, if it's optional, if you hold from that pasuk that the women are not mechuyev to bring Pesach Rishon, if they don't want to, they don't have to, so that even if they came and they volunteered and they're there waiting in Yerushalayim, then you don't include them in the calculation to determine whether Rav HaTzibur is Tomei HaTohar. The calculation of Rav HaTzibur Tomei HaTohar is on the Rav HaTzibur that's mechuyev to bring Pesach Rishon who are there in Yerushalayim. That's how the Gemara says on Daf Ayin Tes on the days. We passed in the Raman passed in Noshim Rishon Chayva and Bisheni Rishus. The Pesach Rishon is mechuyev, and Pesach Sheni is only optional. Interesting. No. Pesach Rishon means Yudalad Nisan. We pass from Noshim Rishon Chayva, so they would be included in the calculation. If they're there in Yerushalayim, you would include them in the calculation as to whether Rav HaTzibur is Tomei HaTohar. But Pesach Sheni is only Rishus. That's very interesting. The Noshim are mechuyev at Pesach Rishon. But if they're Tomei B'derech HaChoyko, then they wait till Pesach Sheni, and then they're not Mechuyev in Pesach Sheni. We usually assume whoever was Mechuyev in Pesach Rishon didn't bring, better hustle, you better bring Pesach Sheni. No. Nashim Sheni Rishus. They don't want to, they don't have to. If they were Tomei B'derech HaChoyko, if they were there, if they were Tahoiros, and they were not Derech HaChoyko, then they got to bring, then the Mechuyev in Pesach Sheni, in order to take off the chorus. It may be that they don't even remove the chorus. Let's say somebody was there in not Derech Rechaika, Derech Kreiva, and he's Tohar, and he didn't bring Pesach Rishon. Will he accomplish anything by bringing Pesach Sheni? Will he remove the Koris or not? Will he succeed in removing the Koris? So the Rambam learns that depends on the Machlokes HaTanoim, whether Pesach Sheni is Tashlum and the Rishon, or Pesach Sheni is a Regel Bifnei Atzmo. The Gemara has a Machlokes Rebbe Rav Nosson, whether Pesach Sheni is Tashlum for Pesach Rishon. Whoever was Mechuyev Pesach Rishon didn't bring it, so he'd bring a Tashlum in Pesach Sheni. Or should you assume no? Pesach Sheni is a regal bifnei atzmo. My nafkemina, the Gemara says, Gershon is gar v'kotn shehigdel bentayim. My oldest son was born in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So the Shaila was, when it didn't happen like that, if the Beis HaMikdash would have been built the year that he became Bar Mitzvah, he would be Higdel. So no one brought Pesach Rishon. So the cotton shigdal, let's say a cotton shigdal in Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, is the mechuyev to participate in Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara says, if it's tashlum, if Pesach Sheni is tashlum and the Rishon, so if you were cotton on Pesach Rishon, if you weren't mechuyev to bring Pesach Rishon, so then you weren't, you're not mechuyev to make any tashlum. But if you hold that Pesach Sheni, we pass in Pesach Sheni regel bifnei atzma. We don't pass in Pesach Sheni. Reb Nosson knows Pesach Sheni is tashlum and the Rishon. and we pass on halacha ki Rebbe mechaveira. We pass like Rebbe that Pesach Sheni is a regel b'fnei atzmai. That even the katan sheigdil and the gershin is garben mishon sheni is still mechuyif to bring Pesach Sheni. So the Rambam writes in one place. You got to look in the Pirush HaMishnayis and the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam writes in one place on the ninth parak of Pesachim that talks about Pesach Sheni. So the Rambam writes, if you hold Pesach Sheni is tashlum and the rishon, so even if somebody was tohor and not b'derech rechoyka, he just didn't bring Pesach rishon and he deserves kares, but Pesach Sheni is a tashlum and the rishon, so you get yourself off the hook. You won't be punished if you bring the Pesach Sheni. You'll make up and you won't be chayv kares. But we don't pass in Pesach Sheni is a tashlum and the rishon. We pass in regel b'fnei atzmai. So then it should follow that the guy's going to be chayv kares for not bringing Pesach rishon despite the fact that he brings Pesach Sheni. So that's the question, is that so? Is that so? Anyway, here by the women you have such a strange idea. Women on rishon are chayv, but on the Sheni they're rishus. How can it be their rishus? It means they didn't bring Pesach rishon. If they brought Pesach rishon, they don't bring Pesach Sheni. So how can it be a rishus if they have a chayv on Pesach Rishon and they didn't bring it? So the chayv kares, of course they have to bring Pesach Sheni. No, it means the women were tamei b'derech rechoyka on the Pesach Rishon. So then when it comes Pesach Sheni, if they don't want it, they don't have to bring the Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is for women is only rishus. The men is a chayv, for the women is a rishus. The Rif didn't write any chibur on kotshin. That's why he skips the whole middle of Pesachim. The Rif only wrote on those parts that are halacha l'maisa. The Rambam wrote on everything. Rama has on everything. The Rif only has on the first parak, on the second parak, doesn't have on Chanina's Gana Koidim, the end of the first parak doesn't have. First parak, second parak, third parak, a little bit, the fourth parak. Then all the rest is Kotchim and he skips the Arbe Pesachim. He doesn't have anything on Kotchim. So all the laws of Sphira Saimer appear in Menachos. But the Rif didn't write anything. So he quotes what is missing. So he quotes here on the last page in Pesachim, the Rif quotes the pertinent Gemaris in Menachos, Daf Samach Vav, about Sphira Saimer. So Taisus in the Ran on the Rif, the Ran on the last page Chav Ches, the Ran quotes the Balei HaTaisus, who understood the Gemara's conclusion in Menachos Daf Samach Vav and Aleph that Sfira Soim b'zman hazeh is only mid the Rabbanon. That Sfira Soim is only min haTorah when you actually bring a Mincha Soim. Sfarkim lechem yom haviyachem Soim atnufa. If you don't bring the Mincha Soim, there's not a Samigdash. So Sfira Soim is only mid the Rabbanon. And the Rambam and many of the Gaonim never distinguish. They just quote the mitzvah of Sfira Soim. They never say a word that Sfira Saimer b'zman hazeh is the Rabbanon. So the simple reading of the Rambam and many of the Sifri HaGoyim is that they think that Sfira Saimer b'zman hazeh is still their eyes. Where did they see this in the Gemara? The Gemara says that it's only with the Rabbanon. Apparently they read the Maskonis like Gemara that the Gemara backs out. The Gemara says Ameimar held that Sfira Saimer b'zman hazeh is only with the Rabbanon Zechel HaMikdosh. So that's why he didn't bother to count Yomim and Shavuos. He only counted the days, he didn't count the weeks, so it's only Zecher LeMikdash anyway, so it's not necessary to make a full Zecher. Then the Gemara says, Rabbanan, the Beir Avashi counted both the days and the weeks. So what does that mean? So the Balamor says, the last Balamor, page Chav Ches that we mentioned a while ago, Balamor says that that's our meaning, that we count the days and the weeks, but Bikaret didn't, nobody disagrees with our Meimer, he's accepted that Sfira Saimer b'zman hazeh is only the Rabbanon, only Zechel HaMikdash, you only mechuyif to count the days and not the weeks. The Rambam and the Goyim understood otherwise. They understood that Mar Bar Avashi is in disagreement with Ameimah. Ameimah thinks Sfira Saimer b'zman hazeh is only the Rabbanon, it's only Zechel HaMikdash, you only have to count the days, you don't have to count the weeks, since it's only a Zecher, so it's enough if you make a partial Zecher. And Mar Bar Avashi says, wrong, it's b'zman hazeh, it's min haTorah. So that's why you have to count both the days and the weeks. That's the shaila. What's the nekudas amachloikis over here? That's what the Ran points out. The Rambam understands that Mar Bar Avashi disagreed with Ameimar and counting the days and the weeks. So that's why the Rambam passed, that is the rest. So that's what the Ran writes on Daf Chav Ches and all. That's the Rambam and the Goyim. They all seem to hold like that. What's the issue whether Sfira Saimer should be their Raisa or the Rabbanon? So what would you say, let's say, Bizman Shah Bis Hamikdash Ayakaim, in 1 year they didn't bring the Mincha Sa'imah. So you're going to say, that year, since they didn't bring the Ayimah, so the whole mitzvah of Sfira Sa'imah is Midrabban. Could be. could be. It's a little funny that if one year by accident they happened not to bring the Minchas Soimer, there was politics, machlekes, whatever. There was something came up and they didn't bring the Minchas Soimer. So that year, Sfiras Soimer is only the Rabban. So they quote in the name of Rab Chaim. No, how can it be? Bizman Amigdosh. The obligation to count Sfiras depends on the obligation to bring Minchas Soimer. Doesn't depend on the actual Hakrovas Minchas Soimer. Depends if there's a chiyuv to bring the Minchas Soimer, that's called Yom Haviyach and the Soimer Atnufa. So what's the Machlekes HaRishonim, where the Bizman Hazeh Sfiras Soimer is the Raisa de Rabbanon? So Rab Chaim claims it's the old Machlekes where the Kitchel Osi Lova, where the Namakam Amigdush retains this Kedusha. So the Rambam writes Lishitasa that the Makam Amigdush retained its Kedusha. So theoretically there's a chiyuv to bring all the Korbanos. So there's, even Bizman Hazeh, there's an obligation. You don't have a Mizbeach, you don't have any Kohanim, you don't have any Tahara. You're missing a lot of things, but theoretically the Chiyuv is there. Because Kitchel, the Makam HaMikdash is Kitchel Basi Lovei. So therefore, theoretically, there is a Chiyuv to bring the Minchas Soimer, we're just not doing it. So the Bizman Hazeh, it's the same as Bizman HaMikdash in a year when they didn't, the Lamaisa, they didn't bring the Minchas Soimer for some reason or another. And Taisa's opinion perhaps is, that's what Rab Chaim suggested, Taisa's opinion is that Loi Kitchel Basi Lovei. Many Rishonim hold like that. Yomar has Machlekes Tanoim and Amoraim. It's a Machlekes over the generations. So the Ramban and the Ravid write explicitly that the Mokam HaMikdash is Loi Kitchel Osi Lo. Rab Chaim suggests maybe that's the Shitas HaTesis. So since Al Pidin there's no Kedushas HaMikdash, so there's no Chiyuv at all to be Makar of Korbanos. So no Chiyuv at all, so then there's no Chiyuv to count Sfiras Soimer. Taisus says that because the Ran quotes the Taisus, because Taisus is a Menachas, Samach Vav Menach. Because Sfiras Soimer Bizman Hazeh is only with the Rabbanon, so that's why you have a right to say Sveka de Rabbanon Lekula. If you have any Sufik, you can go Lekula. And therefore, Bein Hashmashis is a Sufik Yom Sufik Laila. So therefore, you can count Sfiras Soimer Lechatchila during Bein Hashmashis. So the Ran disagrees. The Ran disagrees with the Bala Tais. He says, what do you mean? Sveka de Rabbanon Lekula? Means if you fell into a circumstance where you have a Sofik de Rabbanon, you go to Kula. But Lechatchila, Litzar Sveka de Rabbanon Yadayim, that's not right. It's not right to count during Bein Hashmashes. If the Yevid won't count it, so we'll say he doesn't have to repeat the Mitzvah Sirus Amma Balayla after Vaday Laila. But Lechatchila to count Bein Hashmashes, that's not right. So the Mishnah Brura quotes this Machlokes, the Ran and the Taisus, and he proves the Ran's point, he proves the Ran's position from the Gemara, the beginning of Beitza, that you don't apply Safik the Rabbanon Lekula to a Dovah Sheyesh Lamatirin. Why not? Because the only time you say Sveik the Rabbanon Lekula means if he got stuck. But if you can easily resolve the issue, wait till later. Wait till after Yontav is over, and you'll eat it Behet to Gomer. So then your decision to eat the Safik Beitza Shanol the Yontav on Yontav is that's called Litzah Sveik the Rabbanon Biyadayim. So that you're not allowed to do. Also leads to Sveka de Rabbanon Lekula Biyadai. So he tines that the Ran is right. What's Taka the Deer and Shitas HaTaisus? It's a Pella. HaTaisus allow you to count during Bein Hashmashes. So the answer is, if you read the Taisus, they tell you why. The Taisus in Menachas, long Taisus. At the end, they tell you why. The Gemara says it's preferable to count, you should count Balailo as opposed to counting Bayom. Why? Because it says Tamimois. And when is it Tmimus if you count Balayla? If you count in the daytime, so the whole first 12 hours of the day weren't included in the count. If you count Balayla, it's Tmimus. So as a Machlekes and Taisus, is it Ma'akabir Yevah? What if a person didn't count Balayla? If he counts Bayom, does he say a bracha? Does he not say a bracha? Machlekes or Rishon. So the Taisus has a Chiddush on this din of Tmimus. If you have a choice of counting Sfira at the 10 o'clock minyan, or to count Sfira earlier in the evening. Say the Kohav is 8:15. So the guy wants to count Sfira at 8:15, not to wait till 10:15 after Ma'ariv is over. So Tosfos Shita is that not only does the Tmimus require you should count Balayla as opposed to Bayom, you should count as early as possible in the day, so that as much of the 24 hours of the day should be included in the Sfira. That's called Tmimus. Not just Laila Bayom should be included. The Rambam sounds like it just holds Laila Bayom should be included. You should count any time at night. And Taisus seems to understand you should count as, you should include as much of the 24 hours as possible. So Taisus says we should always really count Bein Hashmashes. You should always count Bein Hashmashes. So you know for sure that you got all 24 hours of the day included. But when Sfiras Soimer was there, I said, then you couldn't do that. Because maybe that you're not Yotzei. Sveka deraisa luchumis. If you're going to count during Ben Hashmosh, maybe it's not yet Laila. But if Sviras Aimer Bezmana Zez derabanan, then we have a doichik, we have something pushing us to count as early as possible. The Dapkits are heeder to count during Ben Hashmoshes, to have the full 24 hours included into the Sviras. That's what bothers, that's what Taisa says Beferish. It's not a shtickle terror, that's what Taisa says Beferish. The Ram probably doesn't hold from that whole thing. The Ram probably holds like the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say there's a heeder to count as early as possible in the night. The Rambam says you count by Laila, so the Sviras will be chal, both on Yom and on Laila. But it doesn't mean you should have as much of the 24 hours included as possible. All of the piyutim that are recited after the Haggadah are all just minhagim. Some have the minhagim, some don't have the minhagim. But some of the things are not minhagim. Nirtzah is not a minute. Nirtzah is, ritzui is always on karbonis. So nirtzah means we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we spoke about the Korban Pesach tonight. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should accept our speaking about the Korban Pesach as if we had offered the Korban Pesach. We offer a prayer that next year we should actually be able to really offer the Korban Pesach. So the Nirtzah is not Stam Apiyut. Nirtzah is part of the Haggadah. And then one of the Piyutim is more important than the others. Bnei Beischa Bikarov, the piyut. Adir Hu Yivne Beischa Bikarov, that's much more important than the other piyutim. Because in the Dayenu, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yitzias Mitzrayim, and then we give a whole Arichas. We thank him for Matan Torah, and we thank him for bringing Hechnason al Eretz Yisrael, Banalon al Sveis HaPchir, Lechapal Nafshe Seinu. We thank him for all of these things. What does it have to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim? So the answer is, this is all a Gemara of the Yitzias Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu before he went to Paro, that the tachlis, the purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim is going to be to come to Maimon HaSinai. So that's why we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Haggadah for Maimon HaSinai. That was the Gemara of the Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ein lecha ben chor l'mishoyfik batar. The real is Man Chayriseinu. Pesach is Man Chayriseinu. That's the beginning. That's the Haskol of the Chayris, the Gemara of the Chayris. Is the Maimon HaSinai, but then Maimon HaSinai, the Kabbalah Satera, the main place for Shmiras HaMitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give us Eretz Yisrael. They say to the Tzalta, the Galt of Lakach, to the Avesi Eschemel HaAretz. And then many of the mitzvahs are only if you have a Beis HaBchira. If you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, you can't fulfill many of the mitzvahs Satera. So this is all the Gemara of the Yitzias Mitzvah. So that's why in the Dayenu, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu over everything. And in the Arami Ovid Ovi also, in the fifth pasuk that we don't say, by the end of the makom is avit alman asaras asaras eres haras cholav edvash. So Rashi says in Chumash, by the end of the makom is ez a beis hamikdash, avit alman asaras asaras is eretz Yisrael. So it would appear from the Mishnah that's Arav Soloveitchik said. The Mishnah says, v'dorish Arami Ovid Ovi v'goyim akala parsha kula. It would appear that Bizman HaMikdash, it sounds like they said the fifth pasuk also. By the end of the Makam Zavit and Lanus Aras Azos. If the Churban Abayis, what are you going to say? By the end of the Makam Azeh, there is no Beis HaMikdash. But Bizman HaMikdash, they used to say the fifth pasuk also on Pesach night to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Yitzias Mitzrayim, for the Maimon HaSinai, and for the Bias HaAretz, and for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That's all the Gemara of the Yitzias Mitzrayim. So on Pesach night now, we don't have any Beis HaMikdash, and we leave out the fifth pasuk. So at the conclusion of the Seder, we say, Adir Hu Yivne Beis HaBikor. We pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and we'll be able to have the full Yitzias Mitzrayim, with the full HaKrovas Korban Pesach. So even the people who don't say all the piyutim at the end, they skip them, they go to sleep, whatever. But Nirtzah is not a piyut. Nirtzah is part of the, that's the conclusion of the Haggadah. And Adir Hu Yivne Beis HaBikorav, that's more important than the others. That's a piyut that's a mamish to the thief. The other piyutim are about Pesach. The other piyutim are not as relevant as Adir Hu. Okay, have a good Yom Tov, everybody.